Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Wednesday, December 5th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, police with guns drawn surrounding homes and businesses on Tuesday along a busy White Marsh Township thoroughfare after bodies of an elderly husband and wife were found on the property. Sources say a mail carrier discovered the bodies on Bethlehem Pike near Mathers Lane at about 11 a.m. A woman who sources say was in her 80s was face down on the ground in the side yard while her husband was found dead near bushes on the property. Police say the woman was partially undressed. Sources describe the crime scene as bloody, though police have not revealed how the couple died.
This is brutal sounding.
I was wondering why, you know, they would bring out SWAT and all that. I saw them interviewing some of the neighbors, and so there had to have been...
They didn't know at first. Which we actually got a call through the school district because they said there was no threat. You know, they later determined that there wasn't anybody in the area that they were worried about, but that, you know, I guess because of the police activity, some of the schools had indoor recess.
And that's on Bethlehem Pike. That's a major thoroughfare.
Yeah, pretty
well traveled. Police used cars and trees as cover as they waited for the county SWAT team to arrive. All available officers were also dispatched to the scene. A nearby daycare was in lockdown until about 1:15, and the Colonial School District also was keeping students indoors as the police continued their investigation. As a result of the police response, several nearby roads were closed. Now the turnpike runs perpendicular to the scene. That remained open. Police determined there was no active threat and lifted lockdowns in the area, though traffic remained cut off, altering evening commutes and school bus routes as investigators stayed on the scene. Police have not released the identities of the victims yet. Neighbors describe them as longtime members of the community who were quiet, friendly, and always returned a smile or a wave. Very bizarre. I'm interested to find out. They say that they'll probably release some more information later today about the couple. A Philadelphia police officer will not be charged following a fatal shooting in the Tacony section of the city this past summer. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro, whose office was handling the investigation, made the announcement on Tuesday. Officer Richard Nicoletti, a 29-year veteran of the force, was under investigation for the shooting back on August 20th that left 36-year-old Jeffrey Dennis dead. We applied the facts to Pennsylvania law, and accordingly, no criminal charges against Richard Nicoletti will be filed by my office, Shapiro said in the statement. Video released by Shapiro Bureau's office shows the incident, which happened in the 7100 block of Hagerman Street. Dennis's car is being driven up the street when it is stopped and immediately surrounded by armed officers from the narcotics field unit. After a few moments, Dennis hits the gas in an apparent attempt to escape. His vehicle moves back and forth several times, and at one point, one of the officers was struck. Dennis's car then slams into a vehicle being used by police, and that's when Nicoletti can be seen firing his gun into the driver's side door. Dennis was hit in the arm and head. Shapiro's office says a total of three officers were injured in the incident. Shortly after the shooting, Dennis's family members met with Philadelphia police officials and called for Nicoletti to face jail time. The Philadelphia Police Department said Tuesday that the incident remains under internal review. The brother of Philadelphia Eagles defensive end Derek Barnett was killed in a hit-and-run by a suspected drunk driver. Wow. Nashville police say 33-year-old David Barnett of Nashville died early Tuesday during the head-on collision. Police say 47-year-old Felipe Castelblanco drove into oncoming traffic and collided with the car David Barnett was driving. Police say Castelblanco walked away, but police found him not far from the scene, smelling like alcohol and unsteady on his feet with bloodshot and watery eyes. Police say that Castelblanco admitted to drinking whiskey beforehand. He is charged with vehicular homicide by intoxication, leaving a fatal crash scene, failing to render aid and not notifying law enforcement. David Barnett was killed in the accident.
Horrible.
Yeah, very sad. In sports this morning, the 76ers guard Markelle Fultz is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks to undergo rehabilitation on his right shoulder. Fultz, the number one overall pick in the 2017 NBA draft, has been diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome. His attorney and agent Raymond Brothers and the Sixers said yesterday, thoracic outlet syndrome affects nerves between the neck and shoulder, resulting in abnormal functional movement and range of motion, thus severely limiting Markelle's ability to shoot the basketball. The condition will be treated with physical therapy, and Fultz will do his rehab in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, the Sixers 76ers return to the court tonight to play the team with the best record in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors. Tip-off for the nationally televised game is set for 8 o'clock. The NHL will add a franchise in Seattle. The league announced yesterday with a unanimous vote by the Board of Governors. The NHL's 32nd franchise will enter the league for the 2021-22 season as a member of the Pacific Division, which means that the Arizona Coyotes will move to the Central Division. The cost for league entry will be $650 million, up 30% from the $500 million paid by the Vegas Golden Knights to enter the NHL last year. Seattle is the 18th largest city in the United States, but has not had a winter sports team since the NBA's Supersonics left for Oklahoma City in 2008. The Sonics also played in Key Arena, which is where the new Seattle NHL franchise plans to play. The Flyers are off until tomorrow night when they'll travel to Columbus to play the Blue Jackets, and the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. What an exciting day it is today, dear friends. In case you did not hear the news, GQ Magazine, his name, Philadelphia, City of the Year. City of the Year.
That's cool.
That's never happened anything like that.
It's, you know, always what I mean? Horrible.
It's
always the fattest,
like
the dumbest, the laziest,
crime laden.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, we've gotten the City of the Year moniker from GQ Magazine. That's something to be happy about, man. That type of thing hasn't happened in, well, I can't remember the last
and
time.
And I think
like
their editor, who happens to hail from Philadelphia. No, no.
Yeah, right.
No, well, it's very cool.
No, the writer is local. He's from Germantown, but he gave it some love. And that's pretty cool. That's more awesome national exposure. So I'll read a little bit of the article a little later on and give some of the examples as to why that is the case. But that's a good reason to feel good on a Wednesday morning.
I think so.
We're pretty happy about that. We have a few things going on the program today. Let's see. Who's stopping in today? We have a... I just got this information.
Just in. It's a Bud Light Philly tour with South Bowl. That's where Marissa's going to be tomorrow night.
Okay, so they'll be stopping in today. We'll give you details on her appearance and what all's going on with that. What else we have happening
Fox
today?
Fox, good day. I'm still waiting for the interns to bring me the stuff that I printed out.
The itinerary
out on the
for the day?
Yes,
okay, sir, so we're going live on Fox, good day, and we'll figure out the rest of it a little bit later on this morning. So we are happy to have you on board. We might have a very cool giveaway in store for you. We're working on that. An added last-minute, very cool prize that is time is of the essence.
Yes.
So we'll get you the details coming up.
So don't plan anything immediately.
Yeah, you may not want to, actually. So we're going to take a quick break. We will come back in just a moment or two, and I'll have a stupid question ready to go and the entertainment report, all of it coming up in just a sec. Make sure you stay with us. We're going to have a good time in the number one city in the country. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind. If you get them a gift card from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa, and there's a special offer, you can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package, and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? Steven Singer Jewelers has hand-picked diamonds paired with beautiful mountings to create a stunning engagement ring that's ready to go. Check out his Ready for Love Diamond Engagement Ring Collection online at IHateStevenSinger.com and have it shipped immediately for free. All at the perfect price. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, let's give something away. Let's do a stupid question. $75 Amex gift card and The Flash Season 4, Arrow Season 6, and Supergirl Season 3 on DVD, if you can answer this question correctly. Tornadoes have been observed on every continent except which one? 215-263-WMMR. All right. Tornadoes have been observed on every continent in the world except one. Which one is that? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. Today is Wednesday. It is December 5th, and it is Johnny Resnick's birthday today.
Mr. Goo.
Yeah, yeah. Some people used to call him Johnny Goo.
Yes.
And they didn't know because his last name, but he was, you know, lead singer and songwriter for the Goo Goo Dolls.
Love this song.
This is a great song.
They had a steady string of hits.
Yeah.
And he can certainly write a hooky
song.
Yep.
Yeah, my my friend is a big Matchbox 20 fan.
Yeah.
And she went on a Matchbox 20 cruise.
With the Goo Goo Dolls on it?
And the Goo Goo Dolls were on it. And I'm fairly certain that she said that Johnny Goo was kind of a douche.
Goo can't be a douche.
I met him early on when this song hit, and he performed in the studio that I was working in. He was a very nice guy.
There you go.
But
maybe he was seasick.
I don't know. And but that was right when they were starting to hit, and maybe after they had a few more hits, it may have gotten
full of themselves.
You know, really people ask us all the time, hey, was, you know, when we had somebody in the studio, was so-and-so nice? And I'm like, well, yes, but they're also, they kind of like...
They're coming in to promote something.
Yeah, they kind of have to be nice. You know what I mean?
True, like Lou Ferrigno was nice here and then turned out to be a dick at the convention.
Yep.
You can never know.
What is the one song, my favorite song from theirs?
Oh, Long Way Down or Iris?
Is it, I'd have to hear it. It goes,
and I want you to...
Oh, that's from City of Angels, right?
Yeah, it's this one.
Yes. Oh. This is by far my favorite song from Goo Goo Dolls.
If it makes me a pussy, I don't care. I love this song.
If it makes me a pussy, I don't care. No, you're not a pussy, Steve.
Isn't this the one from the Nick Cage?
It is.
City of Angels.
Yeah, Meg Ryan, I think, is in it, too.
And
it makes me cry.
Dennis Franz.
Yep. Oh, I like this song.
Yeah, it's a good song. And you like Smile, too. That's
I do like Smile. That's a good song.
It's Campio's song.
Why don't you smile?
The name of the song is literally Smile.
She thinks it's a big Pepsodent commercial.
And that one, I think I found out that it was Slide, like, when you told me, maybe, like, a year ago.
Nice. So Johnny Resnick is 53 today. Oh, man, the great Little Richard celebrates his birthday today. Man, Little Richard. One of the all-time great showmen is 86 years old today.
Would there be rock and roll without Little Richard?
Not the way that it is, man. He took it and turned it on its ear and really cranked it up a notch. And I remember hearing an interview with Paul McCartney saying that early on in some of the Beatles in the beginning when they started to hit, he was just, in some of the songs, he was flat out emulating Little Richard.
And they adore him.
And he said he met Little Richard and told him that, and Little Richard goes, I know.
I remember seeing him, and he'd be like on Mike Douglas.
Yeah.
He'd be on like the Dinah Shore show.
Yeah.
And here he's this flamboyant guy with, you know, it looked like he came from another planet, but he was such a charismatic character.
Yeah.
And a showman, you know, you can't beat him.
What a singer, too. He is 86 years old today. Jack Russell, who's the lead singer of Great White. And, of course, they had a horrible, horrible moment when all those people were killed by the pyrotechnics in that small club they played.
It was Rhode Island?
I think it was Rhode Island, yeah.
And they had done that. Yeah, so the pyrotechnics, it was a low-hanging ceiling.
Yeah.
Immediately went up. I remember seeing a documentary about this. The people, it was like a small hallway towards one of the exits, and there was just a whole pile of incinerated bodies.
It was horrible.
Could not get out.
Horrible. I mean, it must have just gone up like that.
It did.
Like,
it went up. People who were there who were able to get out said it was seconds before the place was engulfed in flames.
There's video footage of it when it starts, and then it was just a mad dash for the door, and then that's what did it, man. People couldn't get out. So horrible, horrible story in the history of rock music. He's 58 years old today. Actor Nick Stahl celebrates his 39th birthday.
Troubled actor.
He had trouble with drugs, right?
Drug addiction. Bad one. Bad trouble.
Is this Terminator?
Yeah. Terminator 3.
Yeah, the music is, yes, the movie was Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. He was also in that HBO show Carnival.
And Sin City, right?
Sin City, yeah. He played the yellow guy, which was a pretty wild character. And a really great movie called In the Bedroom with Sissy Spacek.
Love that movie.
That was a pretty wild flick. He's 39 today. Paula Patton, who was in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Super hot.
Yep, she's 43.
Former Robin Thicke squeeze, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Frankie Muniz also has his birthday today. He just got married recently.
He did.
Good for him. Or was it engaged?
One or the other.
Yeah.
He still looks like he's 12.
Yeah, and like you had said not long ago, he had some issues with these mini strokes that he was having. It's horrible, man.
And that's why he was a race car enthusiast, but he had to give that up.
Yeah. But you know him from Malcolm in the Middle, Big Fat Liar, Agent Cody Banks, and so on. He's 33 today. And last birthday is Margaret Cho, actress and comedian. She's been by here, right?
We had her in the studio. Yeah. She doesn't really do that a lot, and she was really good.
Yeah, so she's...
I think she's a former girlfriend of Quentin Tarantino's.
No kidding.
Yeah.
She is the big 5-0 today. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Tornadoes have been observed on every continent in the world except which one? 215-263-WMMR. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? Sarah, give me the continent, please.
Antarctica.
Yeah, she's right. Antarctica. One moment, Sarah. For you, we have a $75 Amex gift card and the Flash Season 4, Arrow Season 6, and Supergirl Season 3 on DVD. And they're all available now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital starting Sunday night at 8 on the CW Philly. Tune in to The Flash to kick off Elseworlds, the biggest superhero crossover event yet. And that's over three nights. Heroes of The Flash and Arrow and Supergirl will encounter new enemies and destiny will be rewritten. So that happens. All right, see what stories I got for you.
Stories.
Let's start with this. Kim Kardashian is not crossing her sister Kourtney anytime soon. In a newly released segment from her Jimmy Kimmel Live appearance back in July, the 38-year-old mother of three plays a game of three ridiculous questions with Jimmy. When asked which of her sisters is most likely to sue her, Kim responds, Kourtney. She's ruthless.
Without really, like, 2 seconds it took her to think of the answer, and it was right there.
Kim says she jokingly told her that she'd sue her when, quote, I used her character in a video game and I paid her. But, yeah, she wanted more. This is just the latest snark directed at Kourtney, courtesy of Kim.
Getting all snarked up.
4 months ago on a Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode, she infamously dubbed Kourtney the least exciting sister to look at.
Wow.
On last week's, she attempted to make it better by calling her just the most boring. So she's been at her a little bit.
She's also the one who I think least seeks the public eye.
Yeah.
So she does the show and then goes off on vacations a lot.
Agreed.
Not as much a media whore.
Yep. Gwyneth Paltrow has been chatting with Wall Street Journal magazine for their December-January issue.
This is great news.
The 46-year-old reflected, as always, on several delightful subjects. She opened up about her famous relationship with Brad Pitt, whom she dated for 2 years, 20 years ago. While the media was obsessed with the pair at the time, the level of scrutiny didn't rival what's out there today. She said, Cameron Diaz and I talk about this all the time. We're like, thank God, in the early 90s, there were so few paparazzi, thank God. We cry in gratitude that no one was following us around and seeing what we were doing.
Wait a second, though. There was, you remember that famous scandal with them, the pictures on the balcony, Preston?
Yeah, I do remember that. She said, I remember when Brad Pitt and I broke up, it was on the cover of the New York Post, and there was no one outside of my house. She said, that would never happen today. So she's not... She wasn't overrun by paparazzi.
No, it's true. It's increased exponentially. There was no TMZ or anything of that nature.
Yeah,
but there was famously a photo essay, which I think they sued for, which was her and Brad Pitt was naked. They were naked on the balcony.
Yeah.
And that's when you kind of saw that Brad doesn't have an impressive dong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that part of it. But I'm looking at pictures right now on Twitter or Instagram that Nick just pulled up of Gwyneth Paltrow. Did she recently post these names?
This is from that article. This is from the Wall Street Journal magazine. And so there's an article and then a photo shoot. And the photo shoot's on the beach and she looks phenomenal.
She looks fantastic. Absolutely.
Those Goop products.
Over the weekend, I watched again a movie that's become a favorite of mine is, what is it? Where she's the airline stewardess.
A
View from the Top.
Yes.
It's a cute movie.
Yes.
I don't even, never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's her and Christina Applegate and...
it's cute.
And Hulk, what's his name?
Lou Ferrigno.
No, not Lou Ferrigno. The other
Mark Ruffalo.
The other Hulk. Mark Ruffalo.
Had to go for Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. It's cute. It's all right. Mike Myers
is in it. It's my flight boarding.
Yeah. She said, I remember when Brad Pitt and I broke up. It was on the cover of the New York Post and there was no one outside my house. She said, that would never happen today. And I already read that. Let's move on.
But it means a lot to her. That's why she repeated it.
Yes. She also opened up about her brand Goop.
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 What is Goop worth?
Give me a Goop. Thank you.
Goop.
We talk about it all the time.
I know.
And I still don't even really. Like, I know we've looked at some of the stuff.
I've
but
never been
I
on
have
there.
No idea what
it is. So I did actually pop on over. And there's, as you would imagine, it's populated with incredibly exorbitant items.
You look at it once, you can't buy it.
I assume for the uber wealthy or kitschy, like they're weird things that, you know, whereas we used to like the Sharper Image catalog, you know, oh, that's cool. It's a pillow that vibrates your head.
Yeah, but those weren't, you know.
Yeah. $9,000.
Right,
exactly.
So the same thing is this vaginal ceramic egg.
All right, well, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. So she calls herself a trailblazer for wellness. And copping to the notoriety and controversy for some of her more out there recommendations, including vaginal steaming and the use of jade eggs down there, seemed to count.
Down there, eggs.
She said, we're trailblazers. We're going to write about S that people haven't heard of. It's often women's sexual health that is the most triggering. She said, I remember when I started doing yoga. And people were like, what is yoga?
She's
a witch. She's a freak, she says.
Damn right.
Paltrow, by the way, in case you're wondering, takes full credit for the country's current yoga craze.
Oh, actually, she did it.
Well, no, you know who I think did it was Madonna.
Really?
Yeah, like way back when it...
I thought it was Johnny Resnick.
I mean, now it's just, it's like having a gym down the street. But like before, it was like, oh, okay, people are doing this to get in shape. It's not just something that, you know, used to be done.
Listen to what she says. She goes, forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in L.A. recently, and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before?
Old lady.
And I turned to my friend, and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
Oh,
I
hate you. She said that.
Mother.
Why would she say that? And then why would she allow that to go to print?
I don't think she said it.
She said it to her friend.
Friend, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't say it to the girl.
Right. But she said it.
It does sound pompous.
Now it's in the article now. Yes. I mean, like, that's a stupid thing to say.
No, you're right, because in cold print, it sounds worse.
Yeah, it's very pompous. In case you were confused.
I invented water.
Paltrow.
Oh, you like drinking water, huh?
Yeah.
Paltrow is done apologizing for her success as well. She said, I'm here one effing time, she says, and I want an incredible life. I used to be in my trailer smoking a cigarette and waiting for Ethan Hawke to open the door. Now look at me.
Oh, my God. What a name dropper.
That sounds bad. She's usually a lot more accessible, but this is not, I don't consider this flattering.
What was that movie that she was in with Ethan Hawke? It was one of the classics.
Yes.
Fast and the Furious.
No.
It was not Fast and the Furious.
No, it was a classic literary piece.
Oh, yeah.
Great Expectations.
Great Expectations.
Yes. Great Expectations. Yes.
Great Expectations with Lou Ferrigno.
No. My name is Pip.
Was she... there wasn't a lesbian scene in that one, was there?
No, I don't think so.
No. There was. So, she also did Shakespeare in Love.
Right. Yeah, she was in Shakespeare in Love, but...
And won an Oscar for that.
Are you thinking of Dangerous Liaisons or something like that?
No, there was a movie...
Shallow Hal?
Cruel Intentions is what you might be...
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Iron Man.
No, not Iron Man. Yeah, it came out around the same time as Great Expectations, right?
The lesbian scene in Iron Man. I forgot about that.
Pepper, there's a woman I'd like you to make out with.
Yeah. Here, then.
You're going to love this vibrator. It's going to blow your uterus through the ceiling. Pepper, why don't you run upstairs and go collect your uterus?
Yeah.
Look at the posters for Cruel Intentions and Great Expectations. They're essentially the same poster.
Oh, my God, you're right. Yeah, Nick pulled up the IMDb
Cruel Expectations.
Back to back, and they're pretty damn similar.
So Great Intentions.
So one thing that Paltrow is not confident about, merging her household with new husband Brad Falchuk's.
So she's, because she has now... stepchildren, right?
Together, yeah, they share four kids from previous relationships, and they are taking everything slowly. She said, we are still doing it in our own way. With teenage kids, you've got to tread lightly. It's pretty intense, the teenage thing. I've never been a stepmother before. I'm just thinking about her uterus.
By the Iron Man.
She said, I don't know how to do it. She doesn't
know. Shut the f*** up!
So anyhow.
You know what you do? Buy them lots of toys.
That's the Wall Street Journal Magazine, December-January issue featuring Gwyneth Paltrow. The Duchess of Sussex held a secret power meeting with former First Lady Michelle Obama in London on Monday night. Their conversation reportedly followed Michelle's inspirational sellout speech at the Royal Festival Hall, which Meghan attended. And she was there, of course, to discuss her new memoir, Becoming. Novelist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie
from Wakanda
was there as a moderator I'm not sure what kind of forever. What did the two most visible women on Earth discuss? Well, according to sources, they discussed the importance of supporting and empowering women across the world.
Better not let hear Gwyneth Paltrow hear they're the most visible women on Earth.
Both Michelle and Megan have long advocated for women. They also discussed their shared experiences of pregnancy and the cause of girls' educations.
Think of Meghan Markle, who about, what, 4 years ago was a player on the series Suits?
Yeah, yep. She was a suitcase model.
And she is now royalty.
Yeah.
A suitcase model for Deal or No Deal.
Uh-huh.
And now she's royalty.
Is she a princess? She's a princess or no?
You know what? I don't know how that works out.
She's a duchess?
Yeah. Of course. Princess Diana. She was married into the royal family. Yeah. So, Princess Meghan Markle.
She's also now officially a member of the Avengers.
Do they call her your royal highness?
I think they call her the Duchess of Sussex.
Okay.
They call her the Duchess of Dad Ass.
But she's married to Prince Harry, so he's a prince. She's a princess.
The pair are expected to remain in touch, by the way. Michelle goes way back, Obama, by the way, with the royals. In 2016, Prince William, Kate Middleton, Prince Harry hosted President Barack Obama and Michelle for a private dinner. So they have, she has met with those groups before.
I mean, so Michelle Obama was just at the Wells Fargo Center.
Yes,
on
monster truck pole.
She drove grave diggers.
She did.
Nitro Circus.
Cool. You ready to see some cool things? All these women there with their, they're figuring they're going to hear stories of empowerment.
Oh, my God.
It was different than what I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going to hear about empowerment, but it was impressive, especially when she pulled that engine block right out of the car.
Oh, my God.
And now on Gravedigger. Oh, my God. You were saying?
What was I saying?
You were saying Michelle Obama was in town while we were at the camp out, by the way.
Yeah. And you got to, I thought it was going to be like a series of, it was going to be her and Oprah and all these. No, it was Michelle Obama.
The entire time.
And the entire time. And they had a moderator, from what I understand. It was not Carrot Top. It was Lou Ferrigno.
Thank you for coming.
Jesus Christ. No, but there was a moderator who was like, I guess she's an actress. My wife couldn't really pick her out of a lineup or anything like that. She was like, and she was good. But for all intents and purposes, there was just one woman talking to 20,000 people, and tickets were at a premium for this event.
Well, like a stand-up act would be the same if you went to see, it's the same.
Yeah.
But the difference for me was, and the thing that I took away from it, is that honestly it was – to me, it was less. I thought we were going to see a presence of Secret Service, or I thought it would clamp down more. It'd be more difficult than it was for like the Sixers game, which took place that week. I really didn't notice anything.
Yeah. You know what? So my wife told me this. The one thing that she had said that kind of blew her away, and I want to impart this because I thought it was important information.
Okay,
I had no idea that Michelle Obama went to Princeton University.
Oh, okay.
I swear to God, she was the wife of the president. I had no idea like the merits that she had on her own. She was number one in her class in high school. Her guidance counselor had told her that she didn't have a chance to even get into an Ivy League school.
Wow.
I know. So number one in her class, valedictorian, she gets
a great guidance counselor, by the way.
I know, right? So she gets into Princeton, goes to Princeton, but she's got
You'll
all this.
You'll never be in the world of monster trucks. I'll show you.
And she did, didn't she?
She did.
The amount of horsepower, you can't handle it.
But anyhow, where are we going with this?
She gets into Princeton. She has all of this self-doubt, right? She goes in there thinking, these people are going to think that I'm in here. This is an affirmative action case, blah, blah, blah. And then what she realizes that, no, she belongs there. And the affirmative action are the people. Like, she's in this class.
And then she met a young therapist.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think we have that ready anymore.
Of course. I don't have that ready. Right. Yeah, I have this ready. She's in a class with this guy who just so happens to have the same last name of the building that she is in, And she goes, this is the affirmative action guy. This is the, he doesn't belong at Princeton. His parents were filthy rich, tons of money, mansion people. Yeah, okay. I thought that was
you
like,
were inspired.
I, you know,
that
listen, it probably would have been a little bit more inspiring had monster trucks not been brought into the conversation.
Oh, I thought it added a little bit more dramatic
sure,
context.
Sure,
to it.
Sure,
okay.
sure.
Can I move
sure.
on? We're in the interview.
Yes, we're good.
Yeah,
okay.
Go for it.
I'm going on to this. Let me hang on. Let me hit the gas here real quick.
I gotta go.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Michelle Obama.
Preston's got to go.
P&S show's got to go.
Jesus. Okay, so this party continues. I know you guys, this is the new thing that is going to be beaten to death. But Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas are continuing to celebrate their love on Tuesday.
I love you.
The pair held a wedding.
And I love you.
Held a wedding reception in Delhi following two lavish ceremonies that celebrated both their cultures.
Hey,
and yet another party.
Maybe it's one of the delis you visited, Casey.
The real Delhi tour. Delhi tour.
The real new Delhi tour.
Why are these guys such a hot item in entertainment?
Nick, I'm trying to fathom that myself.
Because there's no other really hot couple right now.
Okay.
I think. You know, a new people getting married.
A new couple. She's beautiful. He actually has a fairly big level of success, believe it or not. Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't dislike either of them. They seem like fine people or whatever. I just don't know why. They're not A-listers in my mind.
It's still the post-Jumanji glow.
I guess so.
Okay. And was he in Jumanji?
Yeah, he was. The most recent one.
Was he at the end?
He was stuck in Jumanji.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know who that character. I didn't know that was him. Okay. Anyhow, in photographs from the evening, Chopra is wearing a beaded cream-colored lehenga, a traditional long embroidered skirt with
Your lehenga is unbuttoned.
With a matching...
Would you zip up your lehenga?
With a matching long-sleeved cropped blouse paired with a dupatta shawl.
Okay.
Jonas is wearing a navy tux.
A wife beater. A wife beater in jorts.
She shared insights.
You dress up?
Into her wedding, telling people being able to have two big weddings in India with her closest friends and family was unbelievably special.
Do you know the one thing? I cannot... And they were showing this incredible spread of food that they had. I cannot get into Indian food. And
Steve, you and I are the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not had enough of it yet. And the reason I haven't is because I don't know what to order.
People rave on it.
There's an Indian restaurant nearby that a friend told me is really good. And I just, if I go in, I'm not sure what to get. So,
well, and go to somebody who's been there before and just ask them because that's what I had done.
Yeah, you want to get the standards.
I like the straws. And,
but,
can I have your water?
Yeah.
I say it's very spicy, and I don't mean spicy as in like hot spicy. It's a lot of flavor. Very, very flavor.
And you know what?
Flavor.
I think that's why I don't like it. Like, okay. it's almost too much for me. But didn't you guys all go to an Indian restaurant in London?
No, I wanted to because Indian food is very, very popular in London, and I never got around to doing it.
Well, the Beatles, you know, and I think in Help, aren't they in an Indian restaurant when they go into the bathroom?
Ringo almost has his
ring sucked into the hand dryer.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously they spent a lot of time there with the Maharishi and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But anyhow, that's for another time. Steve sent me the Seagram's heiress, Claire Bronfman. Bronfman.
It's Bronfman.
Thank you, Lou.
Very helpful today.
He's dying.
Claire Bronfman has been quietly paying the legal fees for her accused fellow sex cult members, prosecutors claim. This is the Seagram's heiress. Remember this, Nexium. We haven't talked about this in a while.
We're talking a multi-billionaire.
Big time.
Yes.
The leader is Keith Raniere, and his underlings are being paid from a trust funded mainly by the 39-year-old heiress. Bronfman, Raniere, and others, including one-time Smallville TV actress Allison Mack, are facing racketeering and other charges for running the Albany area group, which allegedly cultivated sex slaves for Raniere. Her financial contributions to all of their cases raise questions because it may subject an attorney to undesirable outside influence and raises an ethical question as to whether the attorney's loyalties are with the client or the person that's paying for it.
That's a completely legitimate issue. And as I was when I was reading the article, I'm like, yeah, so this Nexium cult and this cult leader has a lot of financial firepower behind him through her.
Yep.
And how will that affect the outcome of all this?
So, Steve, she pled not guilty earlier this year and was released on $100 million bond.
Yeah.
And made
it. They put that out there. Yeah. $100 million. She's like, oh, I'll cover that.
And she's on house arrest
million
now.
$100 million. So one unnamed lawyer paid by Bronfman, even went so far as to instruct a witness.
Not licensed in your state, but I'll take this case.
called to testify before the grand jury to invoke the Fifth Amendment and said that he wouldn't be comfortable representing the witness if she didn't do so. The lawyer explained to witness number one that his fees were being paid for by Claire Bronfman, the filings say, and the attorney told witness number one that he recommended that she invoke the Fifth Amendment in response to the government's questions in the grand jury. So prosecutors have asked the judge for a hearing on the matter. He has yet to rule on that. So that
I'm waiting for this whole thing to unravel a bit, but it's when it does, you're going to hear some wild stories because this guy was able to prey upon just the regular civilian and the wealthy as well.
Yeah, yep. You're absolutely correct about that. Let's see what else I got here for you. A North Carolina animal rescue organization is giving Jeffrey Dean Morgan a shout-out. The Walking Dead star is adopting a donkey and an emu who have become best friends. This is according to Carolina Waterfowl Rescue founder Jennifer Gordon, and their names are Jack and Diane.
I don't have an emu, so I'm using an elk.
So the donkey and the emu, Jack and Diane, reportedly cuddle and sleep together and become frantic when they're separated. And Morgan will reportedly care. You're in for the interspecies.
I love it. The more banging. Yeah.
Morgan will reportedly care for them on his farm in the Hudson Valley. So.
Were they displaced by storms or something, or just stepping in?
They didn't say anything about it. So no, this is North Carolina.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have no idea what the story is. Yeah, that may have been the case because they had the hurricane, right?
It's possible. Yeah.
Let's see. After losing her 14-year-old cousin to an alleged drunk driver and sharing his story via social media, Modern Family star Sarah Hyland is logging off for now. After receiving serious backlash for requesting help to pay for his funeral expenses and his father's medical issues, she tweeted, "You guys finally did it. Your horrible, negative, ignorant words have broken me. Happy," she said, "staying offline for a while. I have a special announcement and video releasing on Wednesday, I believe." So there's that. You know, I'm a little torn on this. I don't think it's any reason to go beating somebody up, especially when they lost a family member. That's horrible. And another one's in critical condition. But then again, there are loads of people who don't have much money who have to pay for
services
and they have to pay for medical emergencies. And I can understand them asking for help.
It sort of muddies the waters for people who are really without resource.
Yeah, but
And if you see this, and listen, do I believe that Sarah Hyland has enough money to cover the expenses for this? Yes, I do.
But rather than beat her up about it, what you do is just don't donate.
Don't.
To it.
Yeah, you know? That's,
I mean,
it.
There's no reason to really kick somebody when they're down.
You can ignore it.
You can ignore it.
You know, just keep your stupid words to yourself.
Yeah. How about this, man? Anchorman's Ron Burgundy is coming back. Will Ferrell will resurrect one of his classic characters for the Ron Burgundy podcast. And Ron first came to life via Pharrell's Anchorman, of course, Legend of Ron Burgundy in 2004. And his 2013 sequel. So he's going to do a Ron Burgundy podcast.
Reading about this, it works. If it's Ron Burgundy, if it's limited, like for like an hour or whatever, I think, or a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes to show you, in the world of podcasting, if you really want to get traction, he's coming in as Ron Burgundy and Will Ferrell. I mean, he has, you know, there's weight to it now.
Yep.
And that, so he'll get the advertisement and promotion for it.
Sure.
I mean, but otherwise, it's so hard to, you know, to get a hit podcast from nowhere.
This could be a lot of fun, so we'll see how that rolls out. Tori Spelling's nanny was served with legal papers in her stead after she answered the door on November 13th. The Blast reports, per new court documents it uncovered, TD Bank reportedly informed the court that Spelling was served via her nanny, Rosanna. And it's unclear if serving Rosanna will suffice.
Rosanna?
Or if Spelling will fight it. So I guess they came to serve her and they felt that it was that she was served even though it was given to her nanny.
Is that legal?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is. You have to serve it to the action. A process server has to serve it directly to the person.
I've always believed.
I don't get it.
I thought if somebody just receives it, that's the confirmation.
Well, do you remember, like it was Eddie Griffin, the comedian, was actually on stage, and the process server went up and handed it to him?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they go to great lengths to make sure that the recipient actually takes... but I don't know, Kathy. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. In addition to owing TD Bank $1,400.24, she has also been hit with charges of $338,000 in taxes and $220,000 in outstanding bank loans.
And there's... Candy spelling, her mother,
yep.
who's got an entire room that's the size of most of our houses, dedicated to gift wrapping.
Yes, Kathy's dream.
Yeah.
Seriously.
By the way.
I have a picture that one day I want to have.
Oh, really?
A gift wrapping
of the gift wrapping room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's like little ribbons that just pull off the wall. Oh, it's so easy.
Actually, it's kind of cool.
Yep.
My wife has a little gift wrapping caddy that she uses. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. I love wrapping.
Do you know?
Oh,
she,
my God.
Not to go off on it on a tangent here, Kathy, but do you know what Claire does, which is very cool? She takes the pictures that are hanging in the house.
Yeah.
And she wraps them like gifts.
Oh, so it looks like there's a gift hanging on your wall? Yes. That's so cute.
Oh, my God.
I'll show you a picture.
Preston, don't even. You did something super cute yesterday.
Did you like it? You didn't indicate if you liked it or not.
Oh, I didn't respond. I thought I responded back. Yes.
You just wrote, aha, thanks.
I like it.
You didn't write, that was so cute.
Super cute. I'm sorry. I'll write it now.
Did you send it to me?
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
Or is it a girly thing?
No, he just sent it to me.
Yeah. Do you guys know, what ornamental grasses are?
It's not
are?
A dump, right?
No. Do you know what ornamental grasses are?
Yes.
No. Okay, so they grow. They go really big. They grow like 6 feet tall.
I'm a big fan.
Okay, yeah, they look cool, right?
Yeah, yeah,
in the summertime, they're really beautiful, but in the winter, they turn, like this yellowish color.
You gotta clip them down.
And you got to clip them down. Well, before you clip them down,
okay,
you take a like some twine and you wrap it around, and it kind of bunches it together, and then you put some red ribbon around it and a big red bow. Looks like a gift.
And oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I should show Kathy a picture of it.
Oh, I have ornamental grass. Yeah. Yes. That looks nice.
Thank you.
And Preston, let me just clarify. The aha thanks came with 3 exclamation points.
Oh.
That means I loved it.
Okay, wait, let me wait that. A second.
No emojis?
No, because I think I can beat. I can add credence to your case.
You should include an emoji for actual emotion.
Because I sent something directly to Kathy. It was a Christmas decoration.
Preston, did you put lights on there?
Yes. See, here she writes.
What did you
wrote, yes, love it, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Oh, you five? Got five?
And then you
hate pulled out.
Sorry.
Really
Preston,
don't like
I'm
Preston
sorry.
Stuff
you got it. I'm just sorry. Steve, you just threw me under the bus.
I'm sorry. I just want to, I don't like living in a world of lies.
I'm not going to share my craft ideas.
Listen,
with
it was
you any longer.
His Christmas decorations were 5 exclamation points. Right. Your ornamental grass was 3. It was listen.
Your string around grass gets
was 3.
Right, right. All right. I'll try harder, or I just won't send you anything.
I can help you out, buddy.
One of the two.
If you want to put some lights in it, I'll come over.
No.
No lights?
Mine's just creative, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, anyhow, moving along.
I liked it.
Sort of.
Nomadic and VRWorks are teaming up to develop a virtual reality experience based on Paramount Pictures' Mission Impossible franchise.
Oh.
The location-based theme park-like game is scheduled to open next spring in Orlando.
I would do that.
The co-partner for VRWorks says this tactile experience empowers the consumer to feel like an agent. He said they're in this environment, physically touching items. They believe they're moving through this destination, and that's what's exciting to us.
All right, so I was reading an article, Preston, about a VR experience just like this based on A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
So you're going around the haunted woods, and what happens is as you're moving around, actors wearing motion capture suits will come up, and so you're seeing them as Ebenezer Scrooge, but right. It's just a guy in like a green suit.
Yeah.
But you will touch them. There will be actual physical things in the room that you're interacting with, but it's massively enhanced
right.
with the VR. It looks wild.
Yeah. So as opposed to, being in a real environment and seeing some props and so forth with the VR, they can make really grandiose,
yes,
awesome, huge effects within that. So that'd be cool. I would love to try something out like that. I've done the VR thing before, but not with environments where you can physically touch things in the room and so forth and be guided around.
Since you're doing the game stuff, maybe for this holiday, maybe get yourself this. Just get the PlayStation VR hookup,
yep,
and get Resident Evil.
Okay.
In VR, it'll rock your world.
Is this right. Scary?
Of course it is.
So scared.
Scary.
I want, like,
very
Casey, you will hear a sound, and the difference is in this, you turn around and look down the hallway.
I won't look down the hallway. I'll be like, all right, I know you're behind me.
And then you hear, like, you know, scurrying around the room, and when you look over, you will look and you will see.
I will not see my eyes. And
they'll come running at you in the dark.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Kind of defeats the VR thing if your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
You put your hands over the mask. You
know? And turn down the volume.
Yeah.
So anyhow, they're doing this game. It's Mission Impossible, the Mission Impossible franchise. So,
did you see the most recent?
No.
Fallout.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I haven't seen the last few of them.
They're really good. I think you'd like them. I mean, you know, Cruise just, when he does these things, he's all in. And Steve, how great is Henry Cavill?
Unbelievable.
In Fallout.
Nice. All right, one last story. The words in the first trailer for the remake of the classic Watership Down are ambiguous. It says, when they catch you, they will kill you, but first they must catch you. The Netflix and BBC One co-production follows a band of rabbits on their flight from man. Did anybody read Watership Down?
I did years ago, and
did
I remember
like
really, really loving it.
Okay, I'm looking for something
it's emotional, though.
Yeah. The series will air around Christmas, stars James McAvoy, Nicholas Holt, Ben Kingsley, John Boyega, and many, many others.
So what we're looking at right here, they had an animated movie. The animation was not all that good. It was okay. And it was a decent movie. What I'm seeing here looks pretty intriguing.
Yeah, the animation is better. It's still, I watched the trailer. It's a little bit, looks a little bit dated, but maybe they were doing that on purpose. I'm not sure.
So you guys know that I'm friends with Jane McAvoy's girlfriend, and
yes.
I was actually talking to her about this.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and she said that he was like a little bit iffy on it, and then I guess got the script and you know, learned more about it and was very excited after they filmed it.
Cool. Think we can get a call from him talking about it?
Listen, he actually tried to come when we were in London, tried to come out, but he had his son that day and they had to kind of do a little finagling.
Do you comment on his Christmas decorations as well? Or no?
He gets like 10 exclamation points.
Okay. And international symbols, too.
Let's do clips.
Okay. Right there for you.
Okay. All right, so Riverdale Season 3.
Right up.
Has taken interesting twists and turns, like flashback episodes featuring the gang's parents, to this week's episode featuring Jughead's never-before-seen mother. In this clip, Camila Mendez talks about finding work before Riverdale got big.
I think there was like an idea that, oh, this show could be something really special, but you never know. But at the end of the day, like, we all became so close because we were all going through the exact same thing.
I want to see you naked.
New episode airs tonight, 8 o'clock on CW. Do you know who she plays, Steve?
Yeah, she's Veronica.
Oh, she's my favorite.
She's gorgeous.
Camila Mendez.
And so Jughead's mother?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, let's do the next clip. Chicago Fire airs its season 7 finale tonight after several heart-wrenching episodes with recurring characters leaving the show. Here, Eamon Walker.
Oh, no, he's leaving!
Explains the cast's connection to the real-life firefighters of Chicago.
So Steve Tsigarotis, in the very beginning, saw just a bunch of actors given to him by Dick Wolf, and he had to train us into firefighters. But what he did is he imbued us with his love and heart in Chicago Fire Department, and we now all hold that. So we now feel the honor of what it is.
I don't think I want to see it.
I can't understand his thick Chicago accent.
Chicago Fire airs on NBC. It says airs on the NBC tonight.
It airs on the NBC.
Tonight at 9 p.m.
It's ABBA Entertainment News.
All right, and that's what I got for you this morning in the Entertainment Report. Okay, so a couple of things that I did not mention at the top. Do we have a secret text word today? It's Wednesday.
Ooh. We do.
Okay. Do we know what the prize is?
Yes, it's up there.
It's up All there. Right. So two things I want to make you aware of. Two different chances for you to win today. For the secret text word, we have a 4-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Wings lacrosse home opener. This will be on Saturday, December 15th. They're playing the Buffalo Bandits. So text word secret to 39333, and we will bounce back a word for you later. I'll ask you to call in with that word. Designated caller is going to win those tickets, and we'll also grab a random texture as well. Now, another prize that we have to give away. This is last minute, and Very, very important for you to be available to win this particular prize. And we're going to do an emoji code, hence the music here. But we have a trip for four to the premiere of Bumblebee. Now, here's the deal. It's this Sunday in Hollywood, California at the TCL Chinese Theater. When do they fly out? That's what I need to know. Okay, so it says the dates of the trip are Saturday, this Saturday through the 10th.
Go, honestly, if you've never done anything like this, it's something you'll talk about forever. It's so yeah, it's a quick trip out, a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
But man, they jam your time there with a whole bunch of stuff.
So essentially, you're going to need Monday off. You need Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yes.
In order to go on this trip. So keep that in mind. And it's a trip for four. So all four of you need to have those dates off. You have to be at least 21 in order to win. Now, we have an emoji code. It's a pretty easy one. I came up with it this time. I'm not real creative, so it's simple for you to figure it out. But all you have to do is go to all of our social media accounts, and you will see the emoji code. Crack the code, and then listen to us. We will ask for you to call in the designated caller that has the emoji code cracked. Will win the prize. So that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or PrestonandSteve.com that you can check out the emoji code. Yes, Kevin.
And by the way, I mean, like, time is of the essence here. We need to get this information to, like, the travel company and all that by 11 o'clock today.
Are you serious?
Yes. So just go for it.
So here's the deal. Yeah. You need all four people's information.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's incredibly cool. So call around, find you and three other people that are free, or maybe have the whole family that you can take along. And it's four round-trip airline tickets, two nights hotel stay, admission for four to the premiere of Bumblebee, $500 Visa gift card for ground transportation, sightseeing, and meals. So this is a really cool prize that we have to give away. And Bumblebee hits theaters nationwide on December 21st. Don't call right now. Phone lines are all lit up. You got to go to our social media accounts, and you got to look at the emoji code, and you got to crack it. But keep in mind, please don't enter unless you can really, really go on this trip. We don't want this thing to go to waste.
Exactly.
And we got to, you know what? Well, let's get the winner a little bit on the early side today that they have time to get all the information.
Yes, I agree.
So do it now. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. Stay with us this morning.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
We have an emoji code set up. Your chance to win a trip. This is very, very last minute. A trip for four to the premiere of Bumblebee this Sunday, December 9th in Hollywood. So the travel time is leaving Saturday, returning Monday. Wow. And this includes four round-trip airline tickets, two nights hotel stay, admission for the premiere of Bumblebee, and a $500 Visa gift card for ground transportation, sightseeing, and meals, and all that stuff. So there, you need four people available to travel Saturday through Monday. And all the information needs to be gathered by 11 a.m., so this is very, very last minute, but it's a really cool trip, and we're sorry to spring it on you like this, but we can't not give this away.
We have to make sure that you get it. It's too cool. And what they do, Preston, when they get you out there, they take really good care of you.
They do. So the emoji code is set up. You will find the series of emojis that we have. They spell out a phrase. Go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or PrestonandSteve.com, any of our accounts. Decipher that. Later on this morning, we'll ask you to call in. Our designated caller that cracks the code correctly will win the trip.
This is an easy one, by the way.
Yes, it is. Yep. So listen up for your chance, but you got to be able to crack the code, and you have to be available to travel right away. So keep that in mind. All right, we'd love for you to win this. Great news this morning. GQ Magazine has named Philadelphia the City of the Year. How about that?
Hey! This comes after we've been on the air for 20 years.
Yep.
I don't ever remember a good article about Philadelphia.
This is awesome.
Not ranking us as a number one.
Unless we're stupid, fat, and lazy.
I mean, it's usually, I remember in the early days of the show, we got that moniker, the fattest city in the country. I forgot which publication came up with that. We've had worst fans. We've had all kinds of stuff.
We've had,
high crime, poverty.
They eat horse poop.
Finally, we get a good one, and it's really cool. So it's in the December issue of GQ magazine,
and GQ's a legit mag, so it's not like it's in highlights.
No, you're correct about that. And so the writer is a guy named Zach Barron, and he is from Germantown, so he's a local guy. So he's got a little motivation, but he wouldn't put it out there if the editors in the magazine didn't agree that that's legitimate.
They would review it, they would vet it, and they would shoot it down if it seemed to be poppycock.
Okay, yep. Who was the city of the year last year? Like, is this something that they do every year? Or?
That is a good question, one I did not look into. I don't know if they name a city every year as the city of the year.
Maybe they need to be so moved by the excellence of a particular city that they just have to go with that, and it's not a consistent thing.
It's titled, Philly is Special. And he says that Philly is a model city with a Super Bowl winning team, NFL team, and a new radical political class. He's from Germantown. He writes it in 2018. I'll read you the article. It's only like a short two-page thing. A lot of it has interviews. It says, he writes, Eagle players became activists speaking out about the flawed criminal justice system. Donald Trump disinvited the team from visiting the White House out of spite. Our mayor, Jim Kenney, then called our president a fragile egomaniac obsessed with crowd size. Our recently elected district attorney, Larry Krasner, is the most progressive DA in the entire country. Our restaurants now regularly grace Bon Appetit's best new restaurants list. Will Smith joined Instagram and immediately became incredible at it. And he wrote, you don't have to sell your plasma or your soul to afford an apartment in the city. It just feels different in Philadelphia these days. Downright victorious, even, he writes. Now, it's filled with some interviews from Eagle safety Malcolm Jenkins, rapper Meek Mill, district attorney Larry Krasner, and South Philly barbacoa chef and co-owner Christina Martinez.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I brought up a couple of weeks ago. That place that was on that TV show on Netflix. It was season 5, episode 1 or whatever. We were talking about barbacoa.
I remember you mentioning
that.
Yeah. Cool.
What did you say that was awesome about it?
It just looks incredible, and her story is a really compelling one. And does it say the name of the show, Preston, on that in the piece you're reading right there?
No.
Okay.
It does not. Jenkins said that he thinks that Eagles fans, this is Malcolm Jenkins saying that he thinks Eagles fans are no worse than his own father, who isn't scared to criticize him after he misses tackles. Krasner said that Philly is fertile ground right now for criminal justice reform for a lot of reasons, and one reason is, frankly, the past of going the wrong direction for so long. Meek Mill talked about the support he felt while watching the Eagles walk on the field to his song Dreams and Nightmares during the Super Bowl at the time he was in jail. And finally, Martinez said that one of her favorite things about Philadelphia is how attentive people are and that her restaurant has had an impact not only on the Latino community, but all the restaurants in the city.
So is there more about just the genuine quality of life here? And a lot of it has to do on the political side, but like besides like restaurants or things to visit.
They had mentioned the restaurants now being regularly mentioned in Bon Appetit magazine.
Okay, and, so, and parks and radio shows.
none of that, I don't
think. Son of a bitch.
I didn't read the entire article. This is from Philly Mag. They condensed a little bit, and I don't think they'd reprint the entire article, but I would like to read the whole thing. Gritty is mentioned.
Yeah, I think that was one of them.
At one point, because it got national exposure when he came out. And at first mocked and now loved.
Did they mention the radio show that helped turn the tide on Gritty?
I don't know.
There's a full-page article on that,
Steve.
Oh,
that would have been nice.
Thank you!
Yeah. But this is
I don't mind if you lie to me. It just makes me feel better.
So with that said, if it's city of the year, not just the city, what in the past year... Can you
besides
think of,
the Super Bowl?
I'm thinking the big events that we've hosted.
Well, I mean, listen, you got the Super Bowl parade.
The radio stations.
Let's not forget that Villanova also won the NCAA championship.
How about that?
That got passed over like Fredo.
He's smart.
Yeah. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't really know, sports sort of dictates the successes of the city,
right?
Like Cleveland for the longest time, up until the Cavaliers won the championship a couple of years ago, they were a sad city. Detroit is kind of like the same thing. Like you want like something like a win for them, and unfortunately, it goes by. It goes by the successes of sports teams.
Would
a
you
lot
agree,
of
though,
times.
That outside of the sports, I mean, with just different events that are held and concerts and
all right, so okay.
I'm sorry to jump in. It depends on. I mean, listen, there are very few cities in our country that have something to really crow about other than their sports team.
Yeah,
you have Los Angeles and you have New York.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They got their thing. They've got Hollywood and all of its glory, and the same thing in New York. You have all these musicians and actors.
Regis Philbin.
Regis is a huge
he
part
lives
of the
there.
Success of New York City. Yeah. No, but I mean, those things are dominated by celebrities
and, you're right.
and the performing arts.
Right, right.
Elsewhere, it's very light. Now, cities like Atlanta have started to have more of that take place.
So if I think like things like the, things done like the beer festival or all of these things that
Made in America.
Made in America, these things that enhance. There's always something going on, and as opposed to your L.A. and your New York, we can actually get to them and enjoy them.
Those are great, but I think you have to have an explosion. And by that, I don't mean a building blowing up.
No.
By that, I mean... Look at Seattle. Do you remember when Seattle took off?
Yes.
Grunge. The music, it became a hub. It became, and then you had things that were residual, like the whole coffee thing, and all that became known in that area,
too. The coffee pipeline.
So I think you have to have something. I think that sports is important, but very rarely does a city have a level of fame outside of that. You know what I mean?
Yep. Maybe
so,
something.
So if a city specifically has like two major sports teams hit a championship, they're on fire. They're absolutely on fire.
What about a city that has a standout morning show?
Right. Nick, I know your hand is up. I have a question about Seattle for you because I've never been there. Rainier, can you see that from the city of Seattle?
Yeah, on a clear day.
Okay, so you don't. Like, have that in Philadelphia.
Yes,
like
we can see Rainier from my house.
You can.
You can see the antenna farm right down 76.
You can see the antenna farm, yeah. So it's not like...
But that's not... That's just... It was there.
Yeah.
God put that there.
The antenna farm.
That's our Rainier.
Yeah, but like in... You know, and like... Oh, that's great. I feel like New Jersey, you guys got to up your game, right? Like
you need a mountain.
Well, no, you need to give us something to look at, right? Oh. You've given us nothing to look at.
You know what they're doing? They're looking at us going, you need to give us something to look at.
We the do. Skyline. Look at the skyline, the beautiful skyline, and, like, you know, you go up and down the river and
they
New
get the
Jersey.
Battle. They got the battleship.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactamundo.
That's kind of it. Like, just that, like, one little pie. You got a battleship.
They got Mount Fuji.
A defunct baseball stadium, and then the BB&T Pavilion, and then, like, that's kind of it.
I mean, it's looking better.
Yeah, it's getting
all right. Baby steps.
Yeah. Once they started dusting.
And side note: Seattle's getting an NHL team in a couple of seasons as well.
Yeah.
The two things that I was going to say about Philadelphia over the last year, and then coming up at the beginning of next year, is that two pretty impressive film franchises: Creed with Creed and Creed 2, and then Glass is coming out. Glass, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's the third in the series.
So Shyamalan and Stallone, I think, have really done a nice job at making the city look great. And these are really good movies. That it's not Mannequin. No disrespect to Mannequin, but like these are movies that are solid franchises with really incredible actors. That well, and I think that helps.
Stallone's directing Mannequin 3.
Okay, yeah.
I would still like to see, if you're going to talk about films in Philadelphia, most of it does kind of delve into that gritty side. Gritty!
True.
Gritty!
The gritty side of the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you take the this Glass... I guess with the trilogy, if you will.
Yes.
A lot of that does focus in kind of...
Darker.
Seedier, darker territory.
Melodramatic.
And Creed is working class, which is great. And that's wonderful. And that's what the heartbeat of the city is. But I would like to see
Armadillo.
A more polished side of Philadelphia.
Like Philadelphia Story.
Yeah.
Which was in the 40s, right?
You're saying is something that presents the city.
Yeah.
I get you. And I think
we're missing something, totally. Every Wednesday, the Goldbergs. Features, I mean, that is a highlight of Philadelphia.
And Schooled, which is coming out.
And Schooled as well. By the way, just got an email. Adam Goldberg is going to call us this morning.
Yes!
At 9:30.
That's awesome, because on tonight's episode, and we'll expand a little bit more on it when we talk to him, is all focused around pulsations. And did you flat out give him the idea for that show, or was it just the robot?
I don't know. I'm surprised with how quick the turnaround is on being able to write and produce and all that sort of stuff. But I know that I brought it up. I don't know if it was one of those things that they had already been mulling over.
I will say this because I remember how it went down.
Yeah.
If it was a seed in his mind, you brought it up and massaged it along dramatically. And then as we had our conversation, when he had the realization that Pulsar was still in existence,
right.
I think propelled it along much quicker. So that is why I think the episode exists.
Marissa? Okay. Yeah, I was actually posted the audio yesterday on our website, and I was listening to it, and he was like, what was that club? I can't remember it. I've been, like, asking all these people in L.A., and in, like, 3 seconds, we were all, like, pulsations.
Okay. And then he was off and running, and right?
Just, boom. Yeah.
All right, so we were the Miraclegro.
Yes, right? The actual super fertilizer. Mm-hmm. They've got that thing going. So, that's on tonight. That's cool.
Yeah, and so every Wednesday, and now it's in syndication.
Yes.
So Philadelphia is highlighted.
I just think from my perspective, as someone who lived in New York earlier on in my life, Philadelphia is a much more vibrant, much more usable. Around the holidays, Kathy's Christmas winter activities list, there's a lot to do in this. I think there seems to be so much more that you can take advantage of and so much more going on. People always point to Manhattan or L.A. or whatever. It's a bunch of crap. You can't get to any of that stuff.
All right, I want to key off a couple of texts here. Casey.
I see
there's
them.
Some people that are ripping on you to lay off Jersey. What Casey's saying is just something to view from the Philadelphia, from the Pennsylvania side of the river. That's all he's saying, skyline.
He just says if you could get a mountain.
Because people are saying, we got the shore and
I know, right.
Casey, you're an asshat and blah, blah, blah. He's just saying it would be nice to look across from this side and see a beautiful view as well, because Philadelphia has a beautiful skyline. I get what you're saying.
I'm not crapping. I married a Jersey girl. I love the Jersey Shore.
Somebody asked if in this article about how great Philadelphia is, do they mention the Eyebrow King?
Oh, they should.
He's not from
he's not from here. He comes to, where does he come from?
New York,
I think he is from, like, Baltimore area.
Oh, please.
But listen.
I'm from Baltimore. Everyone knows where the Eyebrow King comes from. I come into town once a month. My clients include Kathy Romano. And that is a lot of work with those eyebrows.
People are also
be nice, or else he's going to wax my whole eyebrow off.
People are also pointing out It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That has been highlighting this area for a long time. Yeah. Well, listen, yes, you're right. Yet another that takes a less than favorable view of the city of Philadelphia, but it's
and
all
I'll take it.
Cheek.
I love
totally.
That. I love
me?
That. In fact, I love that the perception is, if people perceive Philadelphia as that way, that's okay. If they, if we're a little sociopathic in their eyes, so be it.
Marissa?
I think we have to embrace it, because when we were overseas and anywhere I've ever traveled to, if you say Philadelphia, that is the only thing that they think of, is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Really?
That
it used to be rocky, right?
Mm. Our city is like.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I kind of fell off the sunny wagon for a few seasons, and then over Thanksgiving watched a bunch in a row. That show is still incredibly sharp and funny and depraved. So if you're not watching it, try it again.
Oh, man.
One of the best episodes of this season so far. Well, the season's wrapped up. But their Me Too episode was freaking hilarious. And the bathroom.
There's a text that says, if we get a skyline, you think we might get more effing ticket raids?
Maybe.
Talk to your local council about that. So 2018, besides
the year of 2018.
Well, for the Philadelphia being named City of the Year.
Yeah.
And that's the moniker, the year. It's been great.
What did
this
we
year.
Do?
Besides the Super Bowl, anything that stands out to you guys in particular?
They're building the brand new tower there. Like, I'm thinking of the city
the
proper.
Tower.
Yeah.
What about, listen. If you want to see, I would say that the Super Bowl celebration, as we were up there on the balcony watching the whole thing, we were hard-pressed to think of a city that's laid out in a way that could celebrate the way Philadelphia did.
As far as the way it looked
the
and everything?
The way it looked.
Yeah.
The expanse.
The parkway's perfect.
The parkway.
For that.
Perfect. I think that's unique.
I don't want to toot our own horn too much, but the largest food drive in the country and the second largest blood drive in the country.
Yeah.
A notable morning show.
Listen, and Steve, you say it all the time. None of those things would happen without our listeners.
Exactly.
That was him tooting his own horn. they do mention the sense of community as well in the article. And I think that speaks directly to
we're a community of people who pulled together to take care of Pulsar.
Yes. All right. So the Eagles played Monday Night Football, which is a nationally televised game. And whenever they do these nationally televised games, they always hit the same things, right? It's like, all right, we're going to do a close up shot of the Liberty Bell and
Cheesesteaks.
Yeah, cheesesteaks.
They'll do a shot at Pat's and Gino's.
Jason Witten's going to make a moronic comment.
And I love, Nick, you would put something up on Twitter about that. And I love that, that you said it, that it came from you. But it was well written. And, you know, some of these digs on Philadelphia are old and tired. And he actually got his dig wrong. All right. We didn't, you know, so if you want to read that, Preston, it's
Nick wrote pretty insightful commentary there. Jason Witten bringing up how Philly fans are so passionate that they booed Santa Claus, except that tired and lazy storyline is supposed to be they threw snowballs at Santa. You're so weak, you can't even get your pathetic insults correct.
It took him 5 minutes into the game to drag out a lazy and tired storyline, and it kind of took exception to it. And I'm not normally one to tweet at national announcers. I think most of the time they do a pretty good job, but Witten is terrible, and I wanted to call him out on it.
But they had a new shot of Philadelphia that I want to say is fairly new. Nick Murphy just left, so he can't really speak on it. But South Philly, they have that 13th Street, yeah, which is all lit up now, and the neighbors get all into it and everything.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
It looks gorgeous.
And when we were in London, they have
a suburb of Philadelphia.
No, but they had that. It is not a suburb.
Oh.
But they have that whole area that is, like, for Christmas is lit up and everything. Yeah. I would love to see more of that in Philadelphia.
Marissa just scowled when you said the 13th Street thing.
No, I was just saying it's called The Miracle on 13th Street, and I'm super excited that it's highlighted because it's a really cool feature in the city in, like, South Philadelphia, Passyunk area.
When I was coming into the city in our last break, when did we take our vacation? When was it?
Over Thanksgiving?
I came down Broad Street.
Lou Ferrigno.
I haven't driven all the way down Broad Street in a long time, and they had a lot of really cool stuff lit up along the way that I hadn't seen in a bit, Marissa.
Did you see the lightsabers on North Broad Street?
Are they the giant
poles?
Yeah.
Yeah, right near, like, where the Met is,
yeah,
and Osteria and all that, towards Temple,
yep,
away in the other side. They look like lightsabers down, yeah, the middle of Broad Street.
I want to see that. There's that so much, cool, like Kathy's thing that she talked about with the trolley that goes around to all the different locations.
It goes down 13th.
You can spend all the time in the city just seeing all this wonderful winter stuff. And that used to be, okay, well, you got to go to Rockefeller Center. You got to go to New York. I'll say this, you know, we're certainly competitive and in many ways better.
I think I'm doing that. Oh, jeez.
Did you just
go raspberry?
You just raspberry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, who was it, the mayor who said that their tree, the Rockefeller Center tree, had to be, like, sort of reconstructed for maximum presentation, whereas our tree is fully intact?
See that?
Oh, my God.
The tree does look pretty cool. I went down to the Christmas Village.
It's a good tree.
When I was down for the Thanksgiving Day parade and walked around. That's the first time I've actually been down for. I'm usually never in the city around Christmas or Thanksgiving, Christmas through the holidays.
You're a mountain
season.
Man.
It was beautiful. I loved it. It was really cool. So anyhow, we now have the moniker of the official label here. It is the City of the Year.
City of the Year.
From GQ Magazine. That's pretty cool, man.
And by the way,
I was happy to hear that.
To the Jersey thing, Preston, I think Jersey takes ownership of Philadelphia as well. I think we're all in this together because it's part of the deal, man.
Yeah. Listen, Jersey is the same thing as Delco, Bucksco, Monco. Like, we're all Philadelphia,
we
man.
We use their aquarium.
Yeah.
It's the least we can do.
Does it work that way in New York, right across the river or right across the water in Jersey? Those people that live right there, and, you know, like Newark and Jersey City, they consider themselves
New York, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, that's where, you know, their football teams play in New Jersey. Again, you know, not to go back to sports or whatever, but, you know, if you identify with a New York sports franchise, right, then yeah. Right. I and even like Connecticut, parts of lower Connecticut identify more with New York than they would with New England.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. Well, listen, it's
finally
the current issue of GQ Magazine. It is titled Philly is Special, and it's by writer Zach Barron, and calls Philly a model city, which is very cool. It's nice to have some positive press this time around. All right, we will take a break, and you said we're going to have Adam Goldberg around 9 o'clock?
Around 9:30.
Okay, yes. 9:30.
Yes. Love it.
Awesome. I would like to give away some movie passes. We have a screening on Sunday. It's a very rare Sunday morning screening that we have. a movie that is highly rated at this point, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
100% Rotten Tomatoes.
So it'll be 11 a.m. on Sunday at the UA Riverview. And if you want to go, be one of the next five callers at 215-263-WMMR. We will happily give you some tickets to go see the movie. We'll be back in a moment. Got some bizarre file stories. And we're going to pop in with Fox Good Day when we return. Stay with us.
From all of us at WMMR and the Preston and Steve Show, we are so grateful to everyone who helped out with Camp Out this year. Thanks for every donation, large and small, benefiting our neighbors in need.
This year, total for Camp Out for Hunger that you brought in, $1.826 million.
Holy hell!
Camp Out would not be possible without the generosity of you, our great friends and listeners, and our partners.
Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
From 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
I would like to give some love to South Bowl in South Philly. And, in fact, the 2018 Bud Light Philly Tour is taking over South Bowl tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. And Marissa Magnata is going to be there. They're at 19 East Oregon Avenue. And you can visit WMMR.com/Philly to learn more about it. But they're going to have your chance to come by and take advantage of $3 Bud Light drafts. You can enter to win Eagles Texans tickets.
Wow.
And an autographed J.H.I. jersey and Corey Clement football, courtesy of Bud Light, which is pretty cool. They brought by food.
I'm smelling it. I haven't gotten into it.
So they brought original tots. They brought listen to this, Brussels sprouts with malt vinegar, pistachio, smoked salt, and pomegranate.
Ooh. Shut the hell up!
I am all over that. The farmer's basket, which is a new menu item that's shaved Brussels sprouts, black kale, dried blueberries, roasted Ooh. Walnuts, tomato parmesan, peppercorn dressing, and crispy cheese. Borecas?
Borecas.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. How do you spell it?
It's like Snickers.
B-O-R-E-K-A-S.
Snickers.
B-O-R-E-K-A-S. And they have OG Mac, Korean fried chicken tacos. Dear God.
You had me at tots.
South Bowl sliders, which are mini cheeseburgers served in their not-so-special sauce.
So everyone is raving about the food. I can't wait to try it.
What is a burek?
It is a family of baked filled pastries made of a thin flaky dough known as phyllo. So it's similar to baklava, but not dessert.
I am interested.
That type of pastry.
Okay, these are crispy cheese burekas.
Oh. So,
all right, anyhow, Marissa, tomorrow, 7 to 9, make sure that you join her. Hey, I want to mention, do I have any official information? Yes, I do. About our Alexa skill. They call these things skills. You know what? I should say Echo instead of the other name because I'll be triggering.
Wouldn't that be terrible if you activated us on all sorts of devices around Philadelphia?
It would be horrible, wouldn't it? But your Amazon Echo, there's a skill on there. And, well, I have to say it.
Say it.
Yeah. Make sure you enable the MMR skill by saying, Alexa, enable MMR.
Preston, did you just say, Alexa, enable MMR.
I did. And then you get easy access to MMR's live stream. And the Preston and Steve put the show on there and Bizarre File podcast and a whole bunch of other stuff. So that's how you set it up.
I listen to the station now, all the time on the Echo.
When you already have it set up, then you just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Open. You right. Don't say play. You say open MMR.
That is correct. But to enable it, you say Alexa, enable MMR. And look, I've already started it for you. How about that?
Now
you take it from there.
And it's so easy.
And you're good to go. So, but you can catch the Bizarre File podcast and the stream the show and all that stuff.
Do you know how many people came up to me during the Camp Out for Hunger and they love that breakout of the Bizarre Files from the pod? They love accessing those files. I just hit my microphone. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We're enjoying that feature of the Isolated Bizarre Files.
Yeah, it's all good. So check that out, please. All right, let's do the Bizarre Files.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre Files.
Brought to you by Heritage Business Systems. The document imaging equipment solution is Heritage Business Systems. Service, satisfaction, reliability. That's Heritage Business Systems, your authorized Canon copier dealer. A Pennsylvania woman who killed her much smaller boyfriend by crushing him to death has pleaded guilty to third-degree murder. Wendy Thomas avoided a potentially longer prison sentence and other charges of assault and endangerment for the murder of Keno Butler at their home in Erie, Pennsylvania. And this is according to the court-appointed attorney, Mark DeLuca. He said that it's a good result based upon the facts of the case. I think that it's fair for both sides.
Jeez.
He recommended the sentence drops from 20 to 40 years in prison down to 18 to 36 years as a result of the deal. At the time of the murder, Thomas allegedly told police that she had been drinking and looking to purchase crack cocaine. It was then she got into the altercation with Keno. Thomas, weighing over 300 pounds, initially attacked her 120-pound boyfriend with a knife, stabbing him in the hand before bludgeoning him with a table leg. She ripped a table leg off. And it was then that she smothered her victim by sitting on his chest. Killed him by sitting on him. Butler's death was ruled a homicide caused by respiratory insufficiency secondary to blunt force trauma to the neck and thoracic compression exacerbated by blunt force trauma to the head.
Could you imagine that? Just getting sat on and just dying because you can't breathe?
The victim's sister, Sandra, said in disagreeing with the deal, "I feel like she should have 40 or more. She deserved life." It was a troubled relationship, according to Sandra. In the two years that Wendy and Keno had been seeing each other, she said it was something that was going to happen. They even stayed at my house, and I asked her, "Don't kill my brother."
Oh, my God.
Keno
is... By the way, now that I have you alone, do me a favor and don't kill my brother.
Keno, by the way, is survived by a daughter, two grandchildren, his mother, and nine siblings. Thomas is being held in the Erie County Prison to await sentencing. Wow.
I think all bets were off when she broke the leg off the table.
Oh, my God. Ripped the leg off the table. That's crazy. This is a pretty wild story. A landscaper was charged with voyeurism after police said he got into a sticky situation with a coworker, Robert Somley. Was arrested after a 48-year-old female associate complained that Somley had secretly taken video of her while the two of them were on a break from a job at a local home. Now, police said the woman told officers she and Somley had been loading wood into a trailer when Somley said that he needed to take a break. Well, after about 20 minutes, the woman went looking for Somley and found him in the home, standing there, naked, watching pornography on a laptop.
Oh, Jesus.
When the woman questioned what Somley was doing, police said he responded that he needed to relieve himself before continuing work.
Okay.
Now, this gets better. Police said the woman left and went back to loading wood on the trailer. But after a short while, she decided that she, too, needed to take a break. Okay. And when she went back into the home this time, she found Somley naked and dribbling maple syrup on his body.
Stop it.
What?
And on his area.
Wow.
And police said the woman confessed that this sight was a, quote, turn on for her.
So it was actually working out.
And she demanded to be allowed to participate. In addition to the syrup, police said that the couple engaged in foreplay with blueberry jelly as well.
How much food did they bring with them?
All the while, police said that Somley was taking video of the situation. Now, when the woman found out there was video, police said she demanded that Somley delete it.
Go back to the truck and get the phyllo dough.
But he refused. She complained to police that he had taken videos without her permission and then refused to delete them. Police
That's said just sick.
That they later seized Somley's cell phone with a search warrant, and on it they found extensive video of the woman. So the whole issue here is the fact that he was filming it.
Yeah.
And he asked her not to, and that's the charge. There's nothing as
here we
as
are.
There's no assault or anything like that.
Just a couple having sex with molasses and blueberries while we're at work, yeah. And this freak records it.
Yeah, he recorded her doing them doing this.
Have you no shame?
Without her permission, so he's being busted for voyeurism. Somley was released after posting $50,000.
How long are their breaks? And do you think how long would it take for you to clean molasses off your junk?
Well, they're landscapers too. Like whose house are they in?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think the people were home while they were doing it. I'm not
imagine sure. If they were.
I am not sure of the details.
We're going out now, so just lock the door when you're done.
Maple syrup's in the cabinet.
Yeah.
A flashing video sign on I-80 in Hackensack, New Jersey, offered drivers something more suggestive than the routine safety message on Sunday after someone hacked into the control box. A Facebook video posted Sunday afternoon showed the sign parked on I-80 near exit 65 in Hackensack flashing the message and displaying a phone number to passing traffic. Did you guys see it?
I did not. What does it say?
It said Great BJ's and then it gave the phone number. Only yes. it spelled it all the way out, not BJ, but it says Best BJ's. The signboard belongs to a contractor who is working on a State Department of Transportation project.
Honestly, even if you are upset with this, you'd still have to chuckle a little bit.
NJ.dot contacted the contractor as soon as they were notified and directed the contractor to remove the message and secure all billboards.
And it was a slightly overcast day, so it really popped.
Which was done shortly thereafter. A call to the number, by the way, listed on the video sign was answered by an answering machine, so they don't know.
Yes, hi, I can't get to the phone right now. I'm currently engaged in winter activities.
Holiday activities.
That's my phone.
Officials told the contractor that the control boxes of all portable signs video signs must be locked to prevent future vandalism. And there you go. That's what I have for you.
I would love a sign like that. I wonder how much a sign like that goes for. Oh, like a road sign of that size that we saw with the Best BJ's.
I got it. It's got to be like 20 grand. We've had them somewhere in that range.
At camp out from time to time.
Yeah.
Were they there this year?
I don't know. But Eric Simon and the guys in promotions have set them up.
20 grand?
That's just a ballpark guess on my part. I got to believe they're not cheap at all. So I don't know. We can look into that. Okay, so two things to mention. Secret text word, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Philadelphia Wings welcome home opener. They're playing Buffalo on Saturday, December 15th. So text word secret to 39333. We'll see if you can win that. And also we're doing an emoji code. Now, don't enter this if you cannot go on the trip. It is this weekend. You leave on Saturday to Los Angeles and you return on Monday. So you need to have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday available. Four of you have to. Okay, so keep that in mind. But this is for a premiere of Bumblebee, and it'll be in Hollywood, California at the TCL Chinese Theater. Beautiful theater. I've been there before. The package includes four round-trip airline tickets, two nights hotel stay, admission for four to the premiere of Bumblebee, and a $500 Visa gift card. That's for ground transportation, sightseeing, and meals. You have to be at least 21 years of age to win, and we're doing the emoji code. So please go take a look on our Twitter account, Facebook, Instagram, or PrestonandSteve.com. If you can crack the code, have it ready, because at some point we will tell you to call in. The designated caller who cracks the code correctly will win that trip for four. And keep in mind, we have to have everyone's information by 11 a.m. to get you ready. But this is a last-minute giveaway, but we want somebody to get this really awesome trip.
And as you specified, all four people who are going to go on this trip have to have Monday off.
That is correct. So keep in mind that Bumblebee hits theaters nationwide on December 21st. And we will get a winner not too distant future. So take a look now. The emoji code is happening as we speak. We're going to take a break. Our buddy Adam Goldberg will be on the program in a little while. More things coming up. Stay with us. We'll return in a second.
Whether social.
Hey, welcome in.
Or anti-social.
Hey, get out.
Join your MMR pals on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Groovy photos, videos, and social commentary. Plus, we find them the perfect place to waste time during the company meetings. Hashtag MMR rocks.
Hey, I want to thank once again South Bowl for being here this morning. They are located at 19 East Oregon Avenue in South Philadelphia. Marissa will be there tomorrow night from 7 to 9. And a chance for you to win from Bud Light some Eagles tickets. Maybe some autographed items from the Philadelphia Eagles and $3 Bud Light drafts. And South Bowl, by the way, has the best bowling leagues in the city. An incredible space for both large and small private events. You can stop by and visit tomorrow night with Marissa and get a feel for it. Nick just exclaimed as he came in to talk with our friends from South Bowl that the OG Mac is a revelation. The cheesiest mac and cheese topped with crushed goldfish.
Now, I'd never done this before, and I approve.
Yes.
Goldfish on mac and cheese.
Good idea, right?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
All right.
Well, you got to try the tots, too.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm a tots man.
What's on the tots?
Are they fried? Yes, they're crispy, and what else is on it? Is it just regular seasoning? Yeah, damn good.
And they have South Pole sliders, mini cheeseburgers served with their not-so-special sauce, which they said used to be just for events, but it became so popular that it's now a regular menu item, and people can't get enough of it.
Don't you think the slider size is the perfect?
I agree.
Yeah.
I love
incremental.
I love getting sliders. So we thank those guys for being here. Marissa's here tomorrow from 7 to 9. I want to mention this. We have an acoustic guitar in the studio. Casey and I fart around on it during commercial breaks and stuff. And
you mean you shred now?
No, I don't shred.
Steve Vai.
I'm learning, and I'm really excited too because a little birdie told me that I'm getting a Martin guitar.
You've been very good because I've been begging with you to get at that guitar and just accept the present early. But you're going to hold till Christmas.
It's a quote unquote gift from my wife, but I ordered it.
Yeah.
And everything because I wanted to get what I want to get.
Yeah. So, I hear you.
But anyhow, it's in the box. It's been there for a month. And I got less than a month ago, and then I get to play it.
You're loving playing the guitar, are you
but
not?
I do it. I'm really having fun.
Well, you're a musician at heart. You're a drummer.
I'm doing it just for me. I'm not doing it to jam with people. I'm doing it just because it's fun to play a musical instrument.
And I think that's a lesson for anybody who is, let's just say, like over 30 or 40 and... You can do it. It's not super difficult. Like, listen, maybe you're not going to turn into Slash or whatever, but
Or maybe
you can turn into Axl.
And you don't even need to learn how to write or do things like that. Just to play along with songs you like is a fun thing for me. And listen, it might be an activity that you, as an adult, if you're kind of bored or stagnant or you have your things that you already do and nothing new, go learn an instrument. Take a lesson. It's great.
Did you use YouTube primarily, correct?
Yeah exactly. But now I'm thinking about, now that I've gotten a little bit of comfort level with it, I'm thinking about going to sit down with a teacher.
I have good news for you.
What?
The Eyebrow King teaches guitar.
Oh, my God.
You know what is the funniest thing that you say that? I'm pretty sure that he was a music teacher before he was he was the Eyebrow King. I'm not kidding.
I have
but there's a point to this story in a moment. Go ahead.
No, I mean, listen, I play a little bit and I sort of plateaued 20 years ago so I don't have the attention span to learn songs. I don't have the retention level to learn songs. So a lot of times I just sit on my couch and I just strum.
Blow into it.
Yeah. No, this thing's broken.
You just pick at it.
Pick at it.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, listen, the reason I bring it up is the guitar that we have here is a Martin guitar.
Yes.
And the manufacturer, C.F. Martin & Company, their original factory in Nazareth, which is not too far from here, of course, has just landed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Is that right?
I thought that was a pretty cool honor
for
those guys.
Can you take a tour of the factory, do you know?
Absolutely can, yeah. And in fact, we've been invited to do it, but we've never had a chance, Casey and I, because there's a guy that we got in touch with there to make sure that we got the instrument that we wanted to get. But their North Street complex, which includes the company's former manufacturing buildings, powerhouse, and Martin Homestead, has been named a National Historic Landmark, and the National Historic Landmarks are the Register's preeminent designation reserved for places that possess exceptional value or quality in illustrating or interpreting the heritage of the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, in
that
a variety of areas according to the National Park Service criteria. It's really cool.
Martin guitars have just been legendary for forever.
Well, they've been around. Here's the history real quick, briefly. C.F. Martin Sr. left his homeland of Germany in 1833 and emigrated to the United States where his family settled in New York City. He set up shop at 196 Hudson Street on the Lower West Side, where the earliest Martin guitars were made. The modest structure included limited guitar production in the back room with a retail store up front, selling everything from cornets to sheet music.
Say, young fella, could you make me a guitar?
A few years later, his wife traveled to eastern Pennsylvania, and she fell in love with the tranquil countryside that reminded her of her home. And upon returning to New York, she convinced her husband to make the move. And in 1839, he sold his retail store in New York, moved to the outskirts of Nazareth. In 1856, the Moravians opened the town of Nazareth to outsiders and agreed to sell land within its borders. Who are the Moravians?
They're from Jupiter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Settlers to the area.
Okay. So in 1857, Martin purchased the block of land at North and Main Streets and began building what would become this historic landmark.
I love it.
That's
I love it.
Yeah, I do.
I need to go there.
Another reason why we're the greatest city ever in history.
Is that where Moravian College is?
Okay. In that area?
Nick just pulled up. Yeah, they were a West Slavic ethnographic group from the Moravian region of the Czech Republic.
That's okay. What I thought.
All right. And of course you did. Along with the Silesians.
Yes.
Yes. Of the Czech Republic.
And the Suezians, who come from the Suez Canal.
A part of the population to identify ethnically as Moravian has registered in Czech census since 1991.
Do you have any Moravian in you?
Would you like
some? That's the old joke. That's the old German joke of the time.
Yeah. Got any German joke in Germany?
I have heard the great new joke, Papa.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have any Moravian in you? Would you like some? I must move to this land.
Okay, so congratulations to Martin and Martin, companies.
Martin, mostly it's acoustic. Yes, just acoustic?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if they. I think they're all acoustic, Steve.
Because that's what I've always known. My brothers. I believe my brother's first. My brother's a damn good guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
His first acoustic guitar was a Martin.
Hey, do you have any interest in picking up a guitar and learning?
For me,
it?
It's always been the kazoo. That's.
But
that's
you've mastered that.
I've mastered it. You know what I?
Or will your pinky injury?
I have to take to it quickly.
Yeah.
Because my attention span is not. Preston is the other way, and I admire that. I do not have. I have to lock. I'm good at this. I'm doing this.
Yeah. Right.
So I won't work into being good at it because my ADD kicks in and I get distracted quickly.
I like this, so I'm going to work on this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I can't think of any natural talent that I may just walk into and go, hey, I'm good at this. But if it's something I really like this, I think I can learn this.
Like immediately I could draw. I will pursue that and I will stick to my hobbies and keep at it.
Yeah.
But I don't. I get frustrated quickly.
Well, if you remember.
Same thing with sex.
Who do you call it? John. John Fulham, who used to be our GM here. He picked up the guitar at a later age. My friend Bill just got one at the end of the summer for his birthday. He wanted a Martin as well. And I think he might have just turned 50 or he's, you know, mid 50s or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I would love to know, because he listens right now. If you have a video, I'd love to know how far you've gotten from August until now.
Can't get anywhere.
this backpacker, Casey, look at this guitar.
Yeah, those are just like travel sized type of
yeah, thing. Have you seen the folding guitars?
Makes it easier for it to take around now.
Yeah, so they're, I saw a guy, a busker. You know, a street performer,
mm-hmm.
And he had a guitar, and I was wondering acoustically how that would work because it's the acoustics come from the body design,
yeah.
But it does hinge, and the fretboard, I guess you call it, right?
Yeah. Where did the strings go?
They loosened up.
They probably bend, but you would probably have to like.
Cut them all the
scissors every single time.
Well, you'd have
time.
To secure them, and then, yeah, you'd have to make sure it's in tune each time. You know, there's this leads to this conversation. You know, I saw the other day on, I think it was on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Instagram has added a lot of ads, but.
And I'm a sucker.
They have done a wonderful job at targeting really cool stuff that you will be interested in. So while I would never buy this particular product, I was intrigued by it. It was a saxophone that was like the size of a recorder.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
And it doesn't.
And they know, but they see, you've been checking instruments, haven't you? Or things related to music?
I can't remember doing
that. Or you've liked things or musicians.
Well,
or
you know what? Yeah. I purchased some percussion stuff recently. I percussion, like a mini snare drum, but.
But they know how to target you so specifically. Yesterday I purchased the Steve Has a Huge Penis Toolkit.
Oh.
I'm like, why did I buy this?
So I saw this thing and I'm like, that is really cool. And for a split second, I'm like, maybe I could learn to play the saxophone.
Saxophone, I hear, is very difficult.
Yeah, it's not easy. But it almost sucked me in to spend some money. There's another really cool thing I told you about the other day, Steve, is this glass cutter.
Yes.
That you can take bottles and you can cut the tops off of them. And then you can use, you know, like your favorite booze bottle. Because, listen, I always feel bad when I throw away my bourbon bottles, and I'm throwing away like 2-3 a week.
Yes, two or three a day.
I'm because the artwork on them, the shape of the bottle is beautiful.
Yeah,
a lot of times
yeah.
I like the label, and I'm like, oh, what a waste, and I'm throwing it away. Well, you can cut the top part of it off, Kathy, and make it into a vase, or you can maybe do a candle or something like that.
It's the perfect gift for the alcoholic on your list.
So they've been showing that little infomercial on Instagram. I think I'm going to get one of those.
All right, so let me go through the list of things I've gotten. I've gotten tactical gloves. I've gotten a tactical flashlight. I've gotten I've purchased a it's a thing for Casey when you're doing woodwork.
Yes.
And it, I don't quite know what it does, but it seems useful.
All right. So yeah, you're like, I can maybe use
like,
this.
It was only like $8. But when you, a lot of the times though, Preston, going back to the YouTube thing, when you see it in a YouTube video and you see it presented, you're like, that has an application that I might be able to apply it to.
Marissa just showed me another one. This is another Instagram ad, and it's for the guitar player on your holiday list. These are all great gift ideas. It is. It hangs on your wall. It's basically, essentially, it's a keychain or a key holder.
Yeah.
And so it's a little tiny itty bitty Marshall amp. Okay. And it's got the plugins there. And what you do is on your keys, it's got a quarter inch plug like a guitar.
Oh.
And you go and you plug keys into it.
Oh my God.
Is that not awesome?
I need that.
Like you're plugging in at Woodstock.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh my God.
Wait, does it make a noise?
No, but it just looks like you're plugging in your guitar, ready to just
you know what, though?
Crank your amp up to 11 and go.
Nick, make that.
Yeah.
So that you get your
when you do it. Yeah. Yeah. You get your
and then satisfaction. And then to the little amp you'd hear. Thank you.
Yeah. Or you like that. That first chord in Eruption from Van Halen.
Yeah. So that when you're coming home after hours and your wife, you're trying to sneak in.
Yeah,
right.
Steve's home.
Thank you!
Right when you plug in, this is what you hear. How sweet would that be? So there's that. Steve, there's also a lamp that looks like the moon. Have you seen
that? I have seen that. I have flirted with that notion many times because it looks cool.
It looks really cool.
What I also bought is because I like to draw. I bought the posable figures.
Okay.
That are there. Like, it's a man and a woman, and it comes with like they have swords and guns who are like comic book artists. And you can use the silhouettes to help you draw when you're sketching characters.
Now, I know you bought this, too, because I told Kathy about a month ago, and I saw it on an Instagram ad. It's how to hang your pictures properly.
It's a
bracket. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I got four of them for this.
I hop over to Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just get it off Amazon.
Well, what I do is I take screenshots of it on my phone,
yeah,
and then I'm going to go back and check it later. Then there's another one that's a hoodie that looks like a suit of armor. Have you guys seen
that? No.
It looks like a medieval knight.
It's got a yeah. The hood comes down. It's got the helm or the helmet and everything.
It's
so great.
All of this stuff is what you'd find on sites like This Is Why I'm Broke.
But you know what? Yeah, you're right. And there's a couple of them that are like that are wonderful. But I looked at that and I'm like, oh, I really want that. And then I envisioned myself actually wearing it.
Yeah.
I'm 50 years old.
Yeah.
Imagine me walking. Here, there it is, Casey.
Hey, look, walking around. Sir Douchebag just came in.
That's really funny, though. Somebody needs to get that.
Sir Douchebag.
Sir Douchebag really cool. Has arrived.
Medieval Knight Armor Hoodie is what it's called. God,
right, Casey? Sir Douchebag.
Yes. Sir Douchebag.
The name is Sir Douchebag. Yeah. Look at my little globe. Looks like the moon.
Yes, and this is my squire asshat.
Yeah.
I saw exercise pants, like spandex pants. They're made for girls, but it's Jackie. No, but it's Hulk. It's like if you were the Incredible Hulk with his shorts and his I'm like torn.
or the hairy chest shirt shirt, which is still cracks me up.
God, there's so much good stuff out right now,
especially when you are bereft of gift ideas around the holidays.
Yeah,
but I mean a lot of that stuff, by the way, and this comes as no shock, is crap.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
speaking of, and now I've seen all that on social media. There was an article. From Reddit co-founder, this guy named Alexis Ohanian.
Yeah.
And he is saying that social media has kind of hit a plateau. He was speaking at Business Insider's Ignition Conference on Monday, and he said that he believes that the tech industry has hit peak social and that users will migrate away from social networks. And it's a guy that knows what he's talking about.
He does, and he certainly has his success to point at to give his what he's saying merit. And I kind of agree. I'm hearing from more people who have declared that they've taken a break from, if not one, a couple of forms of social media, whether it be Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
Yep.
Honestly, if I could, I would, but I can't, so I won't.
No, in our business, I end up on Twitter the most. That's where I am. But I check it far less than I used to.
Right.
I jump on and I'll use it to see what's like trending news stories and things like that. But I think we'd all benefit if there was a little less screen, yeah. You know, always buried in the screen, yeah. And always caring what's on social media.
You can. You think that you can't, but you can.
You can.
No, I can't because of what I do for a living.
I know, but we have similar jobs, and you can. And there are other ways to get the information that you need. And I understand your point, and I'm not dismissing it, but there are ways to get rid of it, even if it's just temporary.
Or trim it down.
Yeah, and trim it down. And I think that it is really beneficial to your mindset. It gets unhealthy after a while. By the way, this guy, Alexis Ohanian, that's Serena Williams' husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the invented Preston?
No.
The Marshall keychain holder.
Oh, no way.
That guy's going to be even more rich.
Unbelievable.
Why is it you need to use it for work so much?
What
way do you use it?
I use it as information gathering and idea gathering and...
guests or what news is out
that's,
there.
That's what I use it for.
Because you can...
Promotion.
You can get information elsewhere on news sites and things like that.
Pornhub.
And celebrity sites and so on. But if you want to specifically see what certain people are saying, I guess that's the best way to go about it.
I think he makes the point, Preston, you read in the article about, he's saying that in a way people are starting to turn back to just their group of friends.
And that's what he said. He said it's getting too big.
It's too big.
Yeah, he said as for the platforms like Reddit, Facebook, and Facebook, which together have billions of users, are now facing crisis. And the question was, are the days of these big companies done? He said, I really believe that we've hit peak social, where the platforms that are one too many, where we follow individuals, have really, in a lot of ways, run their course, and we've reached the ceiling. Asked whether he was referring to Twitter, he said, all of them, social media, as we know it, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of these. He later took a swipe at the professional networking site LinkedIn as well. He said LinkedIn, this is an interesting point. He said LinkedIn is not a home. LinkedIn is just sort of a box that you check. Some platforms he name checked are still growing rapidly, though. Facebook's monthly users were up 10% in the third quarter, by the way, of nearly 2.3 billion.
Now, they had taken a dip before that, prior to that, you remember, because of the information getting out about them selling or them using information that they were gleaning without user knowledge.
With Instagram recently hitting a billion users, and Twitter's monthly users are down, though. That's the one that's taken a turn.
One of the inherent problems for me is that with a movie or a TV show or a book or whatever, there's a beginning and an end. And with social media, there isn't. It's just, it's incessant, and you never reach the finish line. And so I think that... If you need a sense of completion in your life, you're never going to get it with social media.
You will get it with some websites, though.
In what way?
That sense of completion.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Sometimes multiple times. Yeah,
exactly. Depending on who's away from the house.
He said, instead of social networks, Ohanian said that people increasingly want to belong to a smaller community of those who are like-minded. He said, what people seem to be clamoring for more and more now is community. And so whether that goes to private group chats like your WhatsApp group, your Signal group, or new platforms that have emerged, he said, he believes that big social media sites are seeing a backlash because people now feel that their voices are being drowned out.
Do you know where I feel the most at home at? It's my site that appeals to the single farmer. That's that's where I find I'm most at home.
What's that one called again?
Farmmatch.com.
Something along those lines.
Nambla.org.
No, it's not that. No? He said, we're seeing this as a response to the fact that so much of social engagement is not about a sense of community. It's about a sense of playing to your tribe, your following. And if you don't have a following, you don't really have a voice.
FarmersOnly.com, where the slogan is, city folks just don't get it.
Yeah. Is that what it really
That's
is?
What it says right there.
Oh, my God. Ohanian added that Reddit was ahead of the game in creating smaller communities online, but added that it is still too ubiquitous. He predicted that new platforms would spring up to cater to particular interest groups, such as a home for fans of Girl Boss author Sophia Amoruso. I don't know who she is.
See, you don't belong in that group.
I don't.
Don't even go there.
I wouldn't.
You should be at the Martin guitar group.
I wouldn't be on that. He said, I think we're going to see this vulcanization.
Vulcans from Star Trek.
Where more of these communities will start to go back and move to everything from even Facebook groups or subreddits to entirely new platforms that are getting built.
Well, there's a sense, what he's saying, to an extent, is you're realizing that now you're again just one little thing and in this large mass of information being exchanged back and forth. Whereas in these smaller groups, your voice will matter a little bit more. Mm. You'll have more interaction that is substantive.
Yep.
And I think that's what he's saying. And I think there might be a point to that.
Hey, what about that new social media platform that came up earlier this year, Vero? I think all might have signed up for it. I haven't.
I used it like 6 times.
Yeah.
And then there was another one called that Gizmodo had put up. Called Gab, which turns out to be for every lunatic in the world.
Oh, really?
You told me about
that. I posted once, and then I saw it. Then I'm like, oh, my God.
You saw it as like one step from the dark web.
Oh, yeah.
Casey, that Vero one, I think I used it one time when we all signed up here in the studio, and then that was it.
Like, I didn't use it at all.
Well, because
I signed up, but I didn't use it at all.
There was no one on it.
You had the story that it was going to be the next Instagram or whatever.
And
so
there
we
was
all
a limited amount of signups. And
free signups.
Free signups. And then, so that's everybody was like, I mean, that was the hook. Everybody sign up now, and then it didn't go anywhere.
I deleted
it. You know what? We talked about it nostalgically. It is the truth. There was a genuine thrill and pleasure to MySpace initially.
Yeah.
It had a nice feeling to it, and it was just that. But now there's just so much of it, again, that it just, you're basically back to...
Yeah,
you know, just a little pebble, a little grain of sand on the beach.
I had a conversation with my son the other day who saw something on I forgot what platform he was on, but it was a video, and he goes, "Dad, this is like causing me to lose my faith in humanity." And it was somebody being a jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried to explain to him that you have to use context by how many billions of people there are in the
world,
and that these things happen. Yes, they do. But the amount of these instances compared to the amount of good things or mundane things that happen in the world is very, very small. And don't think that the world is flooded. Listen, there are plenty of jerks out there, but we're not overrun with them. You know what I mean?
Sure. You can match every horrible. But the thing is, a lot of times, and it goes for everything. It goes for all 24-hour news channels. It goes... No one wants to hear the, here's a guy who made a wonderful souffle and his wife enjoyed it.
I know. When we had the conspiracy guys, guys in and, they were talking about, you have to understand who's, you know, why are they reporting just the bad things? And I said, well, because if we were reporting just good things, you'd be bored out of your mind. It would be irresponsible journalism to not report the things that are impacting people in a negative way.
So
you need to know about
and all these news, all the channels and all at the last. And here's a story about a duck that can play the oboe.
Right.
After they. So
I'd
they,
watch that.
I'll watch that. Yeah.
That's fine. But, you know, like a kid's choir singing at a retirement home. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, yeah, don't watch it. Yeah.
Sure, it's sweet. And it's great, and I love that happens, but, I want to see...
Well, that's the fluff. They have to add the fluff. Yeah. No, you're right about that. But he's predicting that maybe things are going to take a turn. You're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. That's never going to happen. But
you can get it up, at least up to his waist.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe things might be turning a little bit, and we reel it back a tiny bit. There's
for the holidays. Yeah. Maybe take a break for the holidays.
Just to sort of double back on the things that we find on social media that we want to buy. Steve, what did you find today?
What was it? What did I mention?
The socks.
Oh, yes. The socks.
Which fine, which fine.
At the bottom of the socks, it says... if you can read this, I'm watching a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I saw those.
And those are totally suited for me because last night I was watching, I was between three of them, three Christmas movies.
Yeah, that's become a popular sock because I've seen them, if you can read this, I'm drinking wine. Blah, blah, blah. So, but I saw the Hallmark one. That one's great.
Yes.
I do like that.
And coming soon. We're going to have our own production, Preston.
I hate these things. Hate them. They're on... My TV constantly.
Does Rochelle watch them all the time?
Of course she does.
We should get together and have a girls' night.
You guys should. Because I can't say. You know what I think? We'll have a lengthier discussion about it sometimes, but I find myself saying more on every single one of those that come up. I'm like, I know her.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yes. That's Lori Loughlin.
But no, it's usually even more obscure than that. It's like somebody who, and then I go and I look up their IMDb and I'm like, oh, yeah. It's people that weren't there. Now, there are some people who are like, you know, you have your Lacey Chabert.
She was in that Allstate ad.
And you have Alicia Witt, who's in every single one of them.
Every
now.
One of them, yeah.
But now I'm like, who is that girl?
Do you know who's in them a lot? Catherine Bell from JAG.
Oh, okay. No kidding.
Yeah.
And I saw Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Wow.
Sigler.
Yep.
I saw her on one yesterday.
Lenny, Lenny Dykstra's daughter-in-law.
Right, that's right. That's right. And, just more often, I'm like, I know.
Lenny Dykstra's in one. Who is that? Really? Christmas Without Teeth.
All right. Anyhow. No. Let's, Casey handed me a note.
No,
did you want me to
read
that?
No, you can't.
I can't read that on the air.
And not read that.
It's vulgar. No, we're not doing this.
We're not.
No.
No, we're doing that.
We're doing this.
Yes.
Emoji code.
Oh!
All right, so we are going to take the 25th caller at 215-263-WMMR. If you can crack the emoji code and listen, call only if you and the other three people can actually take this trip. You leave on Saturday. You return on Monday. You have to be at least 21, and we need everybody's information by 11 a.m., no later. Caller number 25, you get a chance to crack the code, 215-263-WMMR. We'd love to send you to Hollywood to see Bumblebee and the premiere. There's all kinds of things that come along with that, too, so let's get you on board. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a little bit. We're going to have Adam Goldberg on the program. Tonight's Goldberg's episode focuses on Pulsations and yes. Pulsar the Robot. And we will. And we had a little bit to do with that. We'll talk to Adam in a little while. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind if you get them a gift card from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And there's a special offer. You can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package, and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? Steven Singer Jewelers has hand-picked diamonds paired with beautiful mountings to create a stunning engagement ring that's ready to go. Check out his Ready for Love Diamond Engagement Ring Collection online at IHateStevenSinger.com and have it shipped immediately for free. All at the perfect price. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. So we're doing the emoji code.
Ooh.
Yes, and a very cool trip to give away. Came up with an emoji code. I came up with this one. That's why it was so easy to decode, because I am not good at these at all. But we...
We needed a quick turnaround. It's, time is literally of the essence here.
It's a quickie. It's a trip to Hollywood to see the premiere of Bumblebee, and it's this weekend. So I put the code out there on our social media, and we are looking for our 25th caller who can crack the code. And if they do indeed do it, they will go on the trip. And I am going to go to our 25th caller. It's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Preston.
How you doing?
Hi. So awesome right now. I can't even stand it.
Oh, my God. It sounds like
I love that.
If you win this, it sounds like you are definitely free to go on this trip, right?
Well, I don't care. I don't care about the holidays, nothing. I want this.
Okay. Yes!
All right. Let's find out if you do indeed have the code cracked. And what is the code, Michelle?
Okay. Fly me to see Bumblebee.
That's it! Yeah! You got it! Michelle... You're going to Hollywood this weekend. I love it. That is correct. So, yeah, it's Fly Me to See Bumblebee. Michelle, you ever been to California?
Yeah, but I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's fantastic. Listen, if you've been or not, it's always great to go there.
And when you go with one of these junkets where they really want to wow you and make you have a great time, you won't believe how much they pull out all the stops.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
All right. So we are going to send you on Saturday, you and three friends, to Hollywood, California, to the TCL Chinese Theater. The package includes 4 round-trip airline tickets, 2 nights hotel stay, admission for 4 to the premiere of Bumblebee, and a $500 Visa gift card for ground transportation, sightseeing, and meals. So the movie doesn't hit theaters until December 21st, so you're getting there ahead of time. Congratulations, Michelle!
All right. Send us pictures.
Hang on, and we got to get everybody's information by 11. So,
by the way, this Bumblebee movie looks... they've taken a different tact with it. It kind of looks like a... like it's almost like a girl and her pet sort of approach. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a relationship with the girl and Bumblebee that they're really highlighting, and it kind of looks sweet.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's like you know, I bailed after the first movie, which I did enjoy, and you guys stuck with the franchise, and some you liked and some you didn't. I just kind of got tired of it because it started to get too big. You know, when you're talking about global destruction, you can only do that so many times for me personally.
Yeah, there's only so many times you can see the entire city lift off its foundation.
Right.
This has ratcheted it down.
That's why, Steve, you and I liked the Wolverine when they reeled it back from the big, you know, we're going to destroy all humankind to... Wolverine's just having his own issue with this one group of people.
A fight on a train.
Exactly. Yeah. And making it a smaller story. It looks like they might be doing that with this.
It seems that way.
And I might get back on board.
Yes.
If that's indeed the case, which is really cool. So congratulations to Michelle. She was very, very excited. And we're happy.
That's exactly what we wanted.
All right. So we're going to play a different game. We have some other prizes to give away. So we're going to play Loop There It Is. And I figured, why not? We have some stuff that we've been sitting on for a while that we need to make sure that we unload. And we have Adam Goldberg, but he's about 15 minutes off before we talk to him.
All
so
right.
We got a little time to fill. And why not play a contest and give some stuff away? We're going to take a clip of a song, a very small clip of a song, and loop it. All right, we're going to constantly repeat that little part over and over and over
again.
Like
the name.
And if you can identify the song, you will win a prize. And I don't know what we're giving away. In case I had handed you a stack of prizes.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. So we have a whole bunch
Marshall
of things.
Marshall keychain holders.
We do. Oh, man.
I wish.
That
I
would
wish,
be
yeah.
so great to give that away. No, but we don't have that. But I did want to ask you a question if we wanted to include this in that fold.
Christmas Miracle?
Because that's what yes. everybody will
want to
win.
Well, if you want to.
Okay.
You'll win a chance to win something.
Yeah.
Essentially. But if you want to include the Christmas Miracle passes, I'm cool with that. What do you think, Steve?
Well, you're seeing what will be one of the great shows of 2018. So, yeah. Yes, I think if you were to put a dollar amount on it, $5,000.
$5,000.
All right. Yeah. So we'll include that.
You got to be at least 21. You got to be available December 20th for that.
So and so in addition to that, we have passes to see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. We have cases of Yards Variety Pack.
Ooh.
We also have four packs of tickets to see the Wings Welcome Home opener.
All right.
We have a pairs of tickets to see Cheech and Chong live. That's actually this Saturday at Parks Casino.
Really?
And then we also have pairs of tickets to see Craig Ferguson, and he's going to be at the Excite Center at Parks Casino.
Oh, he's going to be on the showcase.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you that now. Sorry.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
When's that happening?
I think it's next. Wait a minute.
Well, he's here this Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's Friday he's going to be on.
All right. Cool. That's cool. Nice. All right, so
sorry about that.
215. No, it's always good to add some added
flavor. Can you do anything with Lou Ferrigno?
215-263-WMMR is the number. Let's put some people on hold, and we'll see if we can do some giveaways. So I'm going to go to our first caller, which is Blake. Hey, Blake, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Blake, we are going to play Loop There It Is. We've got a song. We've taken a small portion of it, edited it to repeat over and over and over, and it's looped together. And if you can identify the song, then you win a prize. You ready to try it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Oh, is this where we're starting?
You know, okay. Just so you know, your list is in alphabetical order. So just point to which ones you want, and I will get them all.
Go with this one.
Ready.
All right. Listen closely. Here we go, Blake. I know that one.
Easy.
Blake, any idea?
It's Rolling Stones. Start Me Up.
No, not Start Me Up. Sorry, Chief. Got to let you go. All right, let's try another caller on that. We're going to try Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Danny, you want to hear that loop?
Yes, please.
Here we go. All right.
I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, man. Sorry, my man.
I knew it.
Let me go to Jim. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great now.
All right, Jim, you want to hear that loop?
No need. It's Brown Sugar.
Damn right
yeah!
it is.
This is the original way the song was supposed to go.
Yeah, and then they felt it didn't have enough of a hook to it.
It needs more.
They should write some more. Case, can you, if you don't mind, if it wouldn't be too much work, can you have the actual
songs
ready to go?
I can do that. Sure.
All right, so Jim is, it says he's going to get Christmas Miracle or beer. Which one do you want, Jim?
I want the Christmas miracle.
You got it, man. Hang on the line. You're going to be in attendance for Preston and Steve's Christmas Miracle live broadcast inside the Excite Center at Parks Casino. This will be Thursday, December 20th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You, only you, will have the opportunity to end up in contestant's row. You can bring a guest, and we always have a good time.
May I suggest something? With each case, Preston, why don't you just play the song on guitar?
Oh, yeah. Let me get right on that. There we go. I'll get right on that for you. All right, let's go. Oh, where?
Wow, Press, you're good.
Oh, wow. You can hear it.
Thank you.
All right, let's get our next caller. It is not Jim. I already have him. It is Logan. We were just talking about you. Hey, hey, Logan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
Good, Logan. All right, we're going to tee up another one here. Let's go with this one. We've looped together a song. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. That's hard.
That is a hard one.
I know it, but it's hard.
It's hard. It's so hard.
So hard.
It's sounds like something by Metallica, but I honestly have no idea.
That's all right. We understand. We feel your pain.
Incorrect, sir. Thank you. All right. Let me try another caller. I will go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks,
Brian. All right. So we're doing loop. There it is. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Clearly, Metallica. Now, Brian, any idea what song that is?
It sounds like Won't Back Down.
That's it! Yes! Oh! Won't Back Down from Tom Petty. Let's hear it, Case. Go ahead. Yes. Hear it? All right, so Brian, since you got it right, we are Case. You're going to have to handle this.
Oh yes, well Brian, I know.
Glad you asked, Preston.
Well, he wants to go to the Christmas Miracle. We have so many of these to give away, so I'll do that one more time here. We got a pair of tickets to see Preston Steve's Christmas Miracle live broadcast inside the Excite Center Parks Casino in Bensalem on Thursday, December 20th. I hope you're 21 because you have to be 21 to attend. Only seat winners will be eligible to compete for prizes. All of the details are at WMMR.com.
Hang on, Brian.
The caveat should be, as we are when we actually do a general solicitation for these, you should be up on your Preston and Steve trivia because that is what it's all about.
Yeah, you won't be able to win.
Yeah.
If you're not
Case. Sit there like a lump.
Get the next song ready to go, if you would, please.
Okay.
I have the loop ready to go.
Got you, broski.
And I'm providing moral support for both of you.
I'll go next to Jay. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Snarf,
snarf. All right, Jay. Loop, there it is. You ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, here is your loop. Jeez. Kathy, you look like you know it.
It's like...
She's going to guess Afro Man.
No. I got the band right, but don't
know
the song.
I think
Jay, any idea?
No chance you could play that one more time,
could
you?
Yeah, sure. Here we go. Wow. Bill Weston looks confused, too.
He does.
Jay?
He would use him as the lifeline.
I have no freaking clue, man.
All right, sorry, man. Bill is a lifeline?
Yeah, what do you think?
I never even thought
I'm
about that.
I'm just kind of tossing that out there.
I don't know.
Has Bill displayed a prowess at this game?
He's no.
Program director. You ought to know the music well. All right, let me go to Matt next. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Matt, you want to hear that loop again?
Nope, I have no idea.
Yes. All right.
You want to go to Bill Weston for a lifeline?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, you want to try that? All right. Bill Weston for a lifeline. Bill?
I'm guessing Soul Asylum Runaway Train.
You know! That's as good a guess as...
Yeah.
That sounds viable.
Sorry, Matt. Which, by the way, we would have to figure out how a lifeline works because, you know, if the person would have to agree or disagree, I guess, but it wouldn't matter because...
No, if they have zero guess, they don't know if Bill Weston knows or not, and Bill can't indicate whether he knows it or not.
No, by hand gesture.
I don't know what it is. I don't even have a guess. Let me go to my lifeline. Now, Bill might get it right or he might get it wrong, you know?
I'll tell you what. Bill, go down to your office and we'll make you a phone-a-friend.
Hang on. I got. I need to get one more caller on this. I'm going to go to Sam. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
What's going
going on?
Yo, Sam, you need to hear that loop?
Yeah, let me hear it again.
All right, here we go. Yo.
Is Tom Petty's Walk Back Down?
No.
He's listening on a delay, Preston.
No, it's not.
We have a 3-minute delay.
Do you want to go to Bill Western for a lifeline?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, lifeline, Bill.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. No. That's incorrect. Sorry, Sam. We got to let you go. Should I reveal what it is?
Yeah.
It's the end of the song, right?
It is the end of the song. Yeah.
It's the beginning.
It's the beginning.
If you have it on a loop.
It's the very last part of the song.
Is it?
Yeah. So here's the actual song. Play it, Case. Hit it.
All right.
Will, please.
Here we go.
Yeah. Learn to Fly from Foo Fighters, and the end of it goes. Bow, bow, bow. Right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, sorry, guys. We got that one incorrect.
Dear God. Bill was close.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was right on the edge of it. No, that was his BS guess, right? Yeah. All right. Let me go to John next. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, bud.
All right. Case, that one's too hard.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Make it Tom Petty again.
No, we're not going to do Petty again. Let's go with, wow, these are difficult.
Yeah, some of them are.
Oh, man.
What about, all right.
What's going on, man?
Yep.
Okay, let's try this one. Here we go. Listen closely, John. Here it comes.
Right. Oh, easy.
I know.
All right, John.
That is The Offspring. Give It to Me, Baby. Man, what the hell's the name of that song, dude?
You got 5 seconds.
Yeah. Don't know the name of it.
Get to the chorus.
Sorry. Gotta let you go. It was 5 seconds. All right, we'll try next. Matt. Matt L. We have two different Matts on the line. Matt, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Matt, you want to hear that again?
Nah, it's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
That's exactly what it is. Pretty Fly for a White Guy. So, hang on the line. We are going to, Case, what are we going to give him?
We have a pair of tickets to see Craig Ferguson, the host of Celebrity Name Game, who's bringing his Hobo Fabulous tour to the Excite Center at Parks Casino this Sunday. Some tickets remain at parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And I just found out that Craig Ferguson is going to be on the Preston and Steve Show on Friday morning.
You don't.
We have it on good authority.
Good authority.
I will go next to the other Matt. It is Matt E. Hey, Matt, are you there?
I'm here, Preston. You guys rock.
Thank you, man. We got a brand new loop for you. You ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right. And keep in mind that Bill Weston lifeline. All right. Here here we go. All right, Matt.
Yeah, can I hear it one more time?
What? I just played it for you.
All right, well, then play it one last time.
All right, Matt.
I'm blanking.
You have a lifeline.
Oh, yeah. We have the Bill Weston lifeline.
I know the band.
Bill Weston, Bill Weston.
Okay, Matt, Bill, sorry.
Neil, Where the Streets Have No Name, you too.
That's correct, yes. Hey! Yes, yeah. Do they have to agree? No, they don't have to agree.
We just changed the rules. In fact, why don't we have Bill play and then the caller has to agree?
That could actually work. Matt, hang on. We got something for you.
We got a pair of tickets to see Cheech and Chong live this Saturday at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. The 2018 Cheech and Chong tour is a follow-up to the successful reunion tour. Tickets available at parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Man, at the Joshua Tree tour in 1987, they opened with this.
Oh, did they?
And this, you felt this swell fill the arena. Oh, it was so big. It was
Ladies and gentlemen, Preston Elliott's in the audience tonight for what is guaranteed to be a magical night, a musical journey. But it all must begin where the streets have no name.
Yes. I was honored, actually, to be at least
joining us on stage, Mr. Lou Ferrigno.
A lot of people don't know what a great musician he is, to be honest. All right, let's see.
Playing his Martin guitar,
Let's plug it into his Marshall keychain holder.
Let's go to Tracy, see if she wants to play. Hi, Tracy.
Hello, you guys rock.
Thank you, Tracy. So we're playing Loop. There it is. You know how the game works. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, listen closely.
I think I know.
That's a tough one.
Don't write it down because the lifeline might see it.
Okay.
Hi, Tracy.
I think I need Bill.
Oh, you think you need Bill?
Tracy?
Lifeline Bill Weston.
I think I need what's on Steve's sheet. I don't know.
You have no idea?
No. It might be a little too alt for you.
All right, Tracy. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you.
All right, we got to let you go. Now, we play it. We've played it for since the beginning, so Bill should know this song.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I'm going to go next to AJ. Hi, AJ.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, The Loop. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, please.
Here we go. All right, AJ.
Yeah,
we have another lifeline.
No idea.
Hang on, I'm sorry. Do you want to try using a lifeline?
Yeah, let's use a lifeline.
Here's what we'll do. You get to choose between Chuck or Bill. Oh,
you now have a two-person lifeline option.
Because Chuck just came walking in.
You have lifeline and lifeline waiting.
Why does he get to play? I want to play.
You are now a lifeline.
I knew Foo Fighters.
I'll turn both of these microphones on. You're going to go with Bill, okay? He just said he wants a lifeline.
Wrong choice.
The guy who got it wrong. And the guy who walked in who seems to know it. All right, anyway, Bill.
Can I hear it again?
No.
Yeah. No, hang on. Fair enough. Here we go.
I know.
Oh, he even knows the song. You just can't remember the title of it.
No, that's a hard one.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's not really mentioned in
the
song.
No, it's not.
I'll use Chuck as my lifeline.
Oh, there you go. All right, Bill, do you want to use a sub lifeline?
Yes. Sublet it out.
May I say what it is?
Yeah, Chuck, what is it?
It is Possum Kingdom by the Toadies.
Yes, by the Toadies. We'll give AJ something for that.
Sure. He played it well.
We can guarantee a winner almost every time if we do it this way. What do we have for AJ, Case?
All right, we have a pair of passes to see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse on Sunday, December 9th, this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the UA Riverview. It hits theaters December 14th.
All right, so now we can try the harder ones, Case.
Yeah,
these experts in here. And Adam Goldberg should be calling any moment, so we'll play until we get him on the line, unless we run out of loops. I will go to Brian next. Hey, Brian.
Woo, doggies.
Yeah, doggies.
All right, Brian.
It's the sealant for the ages.
We got a loop for you. You ready?
Godspeed.
And here it comes.
Oh, wow.
And that's, oh, wait, I just put him on hold. I meant to stop the song. Let me find him. He's on line 8 here. Oh, sorry about that, Brian. All right, Brian, any idea what that is?
Chuck, I need you, buddy.
I think I got it.
Well, wait a minute. Who are you going to choose?
He said Chuck. He said Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
By the way, who makes these? Marissa?
Yeah.
These are awesome.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
I think that is No One Knows by...
It has a telltale sign to it.
That is correct, Brian. Hang on the line because we got a prize for you, Case. Where are we going to get Brian?
Yes. Let me find the
thing. Let me play a little music for you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so we have a four-pack of tickets to see the Philadelphia Wings lacrosse welcome home opener. The Wings face off against the Buffalo Bandits Saturday, December 15th at 1 p.m. at the Wells Fargo Center. Join the party and expect the unexpected.
Sorry, I'm playing around with the volume.
It's a Matt Cord mix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt would crank it way up when he wasn't talking, and then bring it way down. And then bring it back down. That was his style.
I wonder if there's a new contest here, Preston.
We miss him very much on his anniversary.
Wait, Casey just came up with an idea for a new contest.
Don't look at the screen, Preston. Let me just see something. We're gonna try this out live on the air, Preston.
Why not?
All right. I think this has to comfort the people who lost earlier on in the game.
Yeah. No, we're not going to. He just wants to try it out. We won't play it for anybody right now.
All right, name this song. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's Limelight.
Something like that? No, it doesn't
work. I know what you're saying, but it needs a little more tweaking to it. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Using missing pieces of audio or something like that. But
yeah.
That's pretty iconic guitar riff.
So damn it. I should have used something different like Welcome to the Jungle or something like that. Like an unknown song.
Fish is a great band.
Preston?
Here we go.
I love you, man.
That was the love you, too. I know it was bad.
There's a but.
There's a... No.
That was the original emoji code.
The original emoji code was Fish is a great band.
It's...
That's what Casey came up with this morning. Hey, and Casey, you've come up with brilliant emoji codes.
You come up with all of them. I do come up with all of them.
And they're very, very difficult. And you had said, here, and I couldn't tell what it was. And you told me, it's like, Fish is a great band. I'm like,
no.
It didn't have to, like, so, all right. We'll talk about this off the air.
This isn't over.
This is not over. Put my foot up your ass.
This is not over, mister.
Let's give away.
I guarantee you we would have used it if it was like Rush is a great band.
No, I would not.
Yes,
you are the executive producer. You can send Preston to bed early.
Yes. Preston,
go to bed.
Go to bed.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Dude, yeah, but really, the show's not going to go on without him, so you could just refuse.
Would gladly go to bed right now. Let's go to Vince. We'll try another one of these. Hey, Vince, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, we're playing the new and improved Loop. There it is, complete with double lifelines.
And constant revisions occurring, so even if you don't win, you'll still win.
Yeah. Are you ready to try this out, Vince?
Yeah, I don't know if they're much of a lifeline, though.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
You have...
I think we're undefeated, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely, except for the few times I didn't get it right.
Well, Bill missed one, but since you both have gotten together, you're undefeated.
Get this wrong on purpose, lifelines.
Vince, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. All right, Vince. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, you need your lifelines now, don't you?
Yeah, you guys know I was only playing.
he's making up. Now, which lifeline do you want? You have Lifeline Bill or Lifeline Chuck?
Let's go with Chuck.
All right.
Chuck, do you know what that is?
I do. Maybe.
What's it worth to you?
It's the song. I'm having a hard time with the title, but it's the song that Casey always dances to in the studio.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't think
right.
Raining Men?
It's Raining Men?
I think it's...
Is that what he just said?
That's
what
he just said. So?
Did you say that, Vince?
The Weather Girls?
The one that Casey dances to.
That's his guess. That's his guess. Is it Go Take a Piss by Fish?
No, it's...
That's what it is.
He knows who it is. He knows. You know the artist.
All right. Incorrect. So we got to move on. We got to try somebody. Santa's got to go. Hang on. Let me go to Brian. Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Yeah, bud. All right. You want to hear that loop?
Yeah. Let me hear it one more time.
Right, here we go.
Got it.
Okay.
Man, that is not easy. I'm going to use a lifeline.
Okay.
All right.
Who are you going to go to, Chuck or Bill?
I'll do Chuck since I didn't assault him. Maybe he'll help me out.
Okay.
Chuck. That's nice.
And then, Chuck, you can do a lifeline.
I need the artist and the title.
Do you want to do a sub lifeline?
The title will be fine.
Okay. It's Take Me Out.
Yes, it's Take Me Out. Yes. Franz Ferdinand. Is the band, and Brian got it right, so what is he going to get, Case?
Oh, so we are going to hook Brian up with a pair of tickets to see Cheech and Chong. That is Saturday at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. The 2018 Cheech and Chong Tour is a follow-up to the successful reunion tour. Tickets are available at parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. We were supposed to have Adam Goldberg on now, and he hasn't called in yet, so we need to go ahead and take a break.
We'll take a break.
We'll come back and we'll see if we'll get him during the commercial break. But thank you guys for playing Loop. There it is. And our new lifeline version of this.
We'll have to
find days when Bill and Chuck are free to come down and play. But we're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment. We'll see if we can get Adam on the program. If not, sorry, we got the Bizarre File coming up next. Stay with us.
Whether you've got an Amazon Echo, Spot, or Dot, make sure you first enable the MMR skill. Alexa, enable MMR. Once you do, it's easy as pie to listen to MMR's live stream, the Preston and Steve Daily Podcast, or the Bizarre Files. Your wish is our command with simple voice-activated access to WMMR. Alexa, open MMR.
Very much, Kathy. Thank you again to South Bowl for coming by this morning. There is a Bud Light Philly tour. that's happening tomorrow night. They're in South Philly, 19 East Oregon Avenue, and Marissa's going to be there from 7 to 9 tomorrow night, and they've got autographed Eagles merchandise that you can win. They have tickets to the Eagles-Texans game. They have $3 Bud Light drafts, and South Pole also has you covered for all of your Philly sports needs. And you play while they play. South Pole has flat screen TVs above the bar and projection screens over the bowling alley lanes. And they got great food and drink specials. They brought all kinds of really great stuff here. The Korean fried chicken tacos.
I mean, honestly, so they take, you know, pub food and elevate. I love when places do that. Throw a little bit of extra care into the food. It really makes a difference.
This is not what you normally get at a bowling
alley,
sports bar. So, great stuff.
Case, we have to go. We should go bowling.
We really should.
Because I have my own ball now, and I've got some other stuff, and I think you could help me not... I will injure my arm occasionally when I do it, and I think you could help me.
Well, it's funny, even
up
like
my game a little bit.
Even people who are quote unquote in shape can tweak some things. Like usually, like you're planting quad, right? Yeah. So I plant with my left. After like 3-4 games, it's a little bit sore, and like your forearm can be a little bit sore, but that's...
Yeah, if it's motions that you're not used to doing, you can even
repetitive.
You can be in great shape and realize, oh my God, there's these tiny little parts of my muscles I didn't use until I went bowling.
Yeah. My style is to throw overhand, and I know that's probably hurting my game.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. I'll teach you a trick or two about underhand bowling.
And I hear that you're supposed to roll it.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Speaking of which,
these are tips.
I was thinking about you last night, Preston, because I was watching Crazy Heart in the very beginning of that movie.
Oh yeah,
Bad is playing in bowling alleys, and I love the sound of bowling alleys, and I wasn't sure if that was like an ASMR thing for you.
Almost.
Okay.
It's quite to a level where I enjoy that sound, but it doesn't quite give me the relaxing sensation that ASMR triggers usually do.
Do you know who has a great ASMR video? And I'm surprised because I really don't. Follow or care that much about her. Cardi B.
Really?
Yeah, I think you told me about that.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell it is, but her presentation, I sit there transfixed.
I think that she has an ASMR trigger.
Does
as
she?
Well. I think I did see that, but I'm not into the whispering thing. Some people are. There are various triggers that can set you off. My daughter and I talk about them all the time because she has it as well, and will tell me, Dad, listen to this. And she's like, you know, I love this. I'm like, I'm okay on that one. How about this one? Like, we swap sounds. It's pretty interesting.
Well, she's got a bit of clicking going on as she's doing it. Mm-hmm. She's also got a French manicure, which I think I don't know. It just, it works for me.
Yep, very hot. We need to do the bizarre follow. I want to remind you that you can enable the MMR skill on Alexa, and you can catch our Bizarre File podcast on there. It's just a Bizarre File that's isolated if you want to. If you have an Amazon Echo, just say, Alexa, enable MMR, and it'll start the beginning setup for you. It's real easy to do. And then anytime you just go, Alexa, open MMR, boom, or Alexa, open Bizarre Files or something, or Alexa, Preston and Steve, open Preston and Steve. All that stuff comes up. It's really easy to do.
It's great.
And if you're like doing the dishes or whatever and you just want something to entertain you for, you know, 5 minutes, boom, done deal. So get that set up if you haven't done so yet. Let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning's brought to you by Star Restaurants. Everybody is a star. This holiday, treat them to their favorite dining experience. Purchase a gift card to any Star Restaurant. Visit them online at stargiftcards.com. Firefighters in Scotland had to respond to a zoo where they rescued a rhinoceros that got his leg and neck stuck in a tire swing.
We got a stuck rhinoceros, and we need some help pronto.
The Scottish Fire and Rescue Service said...
That's our siren, by the way.
...said a crew was summoned to the Edinburgh Zoo on Sunday evening after the 2-year-old rhino named Khabib got stuck in his enclosure's tire swing. The animal was sedated while the crew used specialized cutting equipment to free it.
Don't leave just yet, fellas. We have a titmouse with whooping cough.
Zookeeper said that Khabib loves to play with his swing and has gotten wedged in it before.
I'd love to see a rhino playing with a swing.
But had previously been able to free himself without assistance, so they had to call the Scottish Fire Department. Deputies in Florida rescued the same overdose victim twice in 12 hours.
Wow.
Sheriff Rick Staley said in a news release that deputies used Narcan.
Rick Williams.
I did feel like Rick Williams from over there. I burped. But they said in a news release that deputies used Narcan to revive the man. Now, a friend had called deputies to the home of David Fisher after finding him motionless inside his bathroom. Deputies applied Narcan, of course, is an opiate antidote. It took 3 doses for Fisher to become responsive. He was taken to the hospital where he was treated and released, but soon he was back in the hospital again after deputies once again revived him with Narcan.
Jeez.
Within 12 hours.
Do you remember that story? It was about 6 months ago, Preston. It was a park. Maybe it was in Baltimore, where a bad batch of something had gotten into the town, and there were like 30 people sprawled out all over this park having a bad reaction at the state. So they were running around with Narcan from person to person. It's just horrible.
It doesn't surprise me. Casey's told me before he's heard stories of, junkies, for lack of a better word, addicts who have been revived from Narcan and actually gotten angry at the person that revived them because they ruined their high.
And you have the weird thing, and I think, Casey, you'd mentioned it as well, they hear about a potent or bad batch out there, and that actually draws them to it.
We hear bad batch. They hear strong batch.
Yeah.
Powerful high. Staley says so far this year, deputies have responded to 54 overdose calls and used Narcan dozens of times.
Recovery Centers of America.
There you go.
Oh,
man.
My God. They do great work.
Exactly. Well, an 11-year-old sandwich boy learned the hard way that... I assume it's a town named Sandwich.
Oh God damn it. I was making lunch plans already. Because I've had a few sandwich boys.
Oh, my God.
And that's my kind of meat.
An 11-year-old...
Between two Kaiser-olds.
An 11-year-old...
9-year-old boy.
Sandwich boy...
Yeah, you're talking my language.
Learned the hard way that, your tongue will get stuck. Your tongue will stick to a frozen metal pole.
Does.
Spencer Klein.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes, everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
Spencer Klein and his 12-year-old friend Cole Leeper headed to a sled hill near their home, waiting to enjoy the snow from the recent record-setting storm. After sledding, the boys came across a pole along a fence. What happened next mirrored the infamous scene from, of course, A Christmas Story.
What you boys doing?
In Spencer's case, there was no dare. He has seen the movie, but he didn't think that his tongue would actually stick. He said, I was just tempted to. I've seen the movie A Christmas Story, which kind of inspired me.
I double dong dare you.
Why am I going to say why? It's... You know, as a kid, you were fascinated with this concept. Did you try it at any time when you were a kid?
No, but nobody ever...
double dong dared you?
Yeah, nobody ever did that. He approached the pole and asked Cole if he thought that it would actually stick. Then Spencer went ahead and did it. His tongue froze to the pole immediately. And, of course, the fear kicked in right after that. Spencer said Cole thought that at first that I was messing with him, and I told him, no, it's really stuck. But he at first couldn't understand what I was saying.
My wife cannot watch that scene.
Really?
She freaks out.
The worst one, though, is from Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole, as any friend would, ran to the nearest house and asked a woman if she had hot water for his friend's tongue. She said she didn't have any hot water.
And but I have scotch.
And I said, well, you're going to have to call an ambulance. And who doesn't have hot water? Just warm water.
She's a liar.
Tap will work.
Yeah. Get out of here, ISIS.
Spencer was able to pull his tongue off by the time Sandwich Emergency Medical Service crews arrived. He estimated that he was stuck for about 7 minutes. You know, I was trying to get it off, but it wasn't pulling. There are so many things here.
I guess I'm going to be activating that Alexa skill.
He said...
You bet your goddamn ass I will. You know, for when I'm doing dishes.
Right. That's when I listen to my Alexa. He said I was being gentle and freaking out. But some of my taste buds came off onto the pole.
Well, Jesus. If you're on a pole and your tongue is stuck, if you were to go up a little bit and try to...
Let the saliva run down?
Yeah.
Spit on the pole?
Would that even assist?
You're supposed to spit on your hand.
Yeah, right, yeah. Spit strings.
No, sometimes you just spit directly on the pole. But...
Spencer was treated and released that night.
I've done it. Wait. I've seen it.
Why I've spit on many poles. His tongue, you numb skull, you got to spit on the pole.
His tongue is expected to recover fully. In the end, Spencer said that he learned his lesson, and he hopes that no other kids try the same stunt. All right, and we'll just we'll wrap it up there. That's right. What I'm going to do, and that is what I have for you in the bizarre file. We'll take a break, but not before we give away our secret text word prize. So Kathy does the honors. What number call are you on, Kath?
Well, I'll do 11.
All right, call 11, 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the secret text word. Coming back with a winner. Stay with us.
WMMR's live stream. Our daily programming available anytime, anywhere on your desktop, tablet, smartphone, or open the new MMR skill with Alexa. Great sound quality and the occasional bonus song. Nice.
93.3 WMMR Pearl Jam. We were just talking off air about Pearl Jam when we were... way in the early days of the Preston and Steve show, we did a contest. I guess we gave away Pearl Jam tickets. We did Pearl Jam diving.
Yeah.
And so...
it seemed like a good idea.
Jam diving. So we had... we filled up a children's wading pool full of jelly. Grape jelly. We went into like Costco and bought tons and tons and tons of grape jelly. And it was nearly impossible to get the jelly out of the containers that they came into the and then we hid a pearl somewhere inside all this, had people swim around in it.
Wow.
It was a pain in the ass.
Especially since the room we had it in was on the first floor, not anywhere near a bathroom.
Yeah. So it was a little sticky. It was a little messy.
It was a nightmare.
Man. Now we just
fart in mason jars.
Yeah, that's all we do. We just fart in mason jars. We haven't done that in a long time.
Well.
Jarred farts.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, there is always tomorrow. We do things a little more simply with the secret text word, and we were looking for caller number 11, and I have caller number 11, and that caller is Katie. Hi there, Katie.
Hey, Preston.
Hey, Katie. If you know the secret text word, we have a prize here for you. What is the secret text word, please?
Cradle.
That's it.
Yeah.
Got a second, Katie. Why are we playing? Oh, is this the repeat? We are going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to Philadelphia Wings Lacrosse Welcome Home Opener. The Wings face off against the Buffalo Bandits on Saturday, December 15th, 1 p.m. at the Wells Fargo Center. You can join the party and expect the unexpected. And we're also going to give a 4-pack of tickets to the Wings home opener to Mary Ann Crossfield. Mary Ann is from Cheltenham. And so she gets the exact same price. So congratulations to you.
This gives me such anxiety.
We only have 15 seconds left of it before it ends. Yes, Casey?
Steve, you had mentioned Joyce DeWitt yesterday or something like that. And
she had Clint Howard rub his junk on her face.
She is, like, acting again.
Yes, she is.
All right. Here's the resolution to it.
Oh, my God.
She is doing, like, some stage stuff. And so I got this email. I was like, oh, my God. She's coming to town, and she's not. I'm like, well, why am I getting this?
Right.
She's doing some stage production or some thing. And
like in Anaheim? Like,
you said she's coming to town, and she's not.
No, that's why I thought I was getting the email. I was excited. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to get Joyce DeWitt in studio.
We'd have her in a heartbeat.
In North Carolina. I'm like, why am I getting this email about
stage? Like we're going to travel?
Yeah.
What is she, the Grateful Dead?
Kind of.
Are there people who travel in vans around the country to follow Joyce DeWitt? They're witties.
We get all kinds of weird stuff. Remember, I got the trout fishing documentary festival that was taking place.
Oh yeah,
in Pittsburgh, right?
It was out that way.
Yeah. Get out there.
I got a text from somebody who says Flurries in Old City.
Oh, that's a good band name.
To live Flurries in Old City.
Gun in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not ready for that.
No,
not ready for that
enough.
But if anything, a dusting if it makes its way out here from
what they said the last time.
Right, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Only on the grass, don't worry.
We got a few inches.
2 hours back from Ardmore.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going to do a lesson question, and today we are going to give away some tickets to see Penn State. Now, listen, it says here, and I got some text yesterday, it says Penn State face Ivy League foe, the Princeton Tigers.
Right.
So Penn State is not in an Ivy League school.
Correct.
But Princeton is.
Yes.
It's just their foe who happens to be in the Ivy League.
And Princeton is a powerhouse in the Ivy League.
All right. So that's what it means.
So relax.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyhow, they're playing at the Wells Fargo Center. It is college.
Shut up, woman.
It's college hockey. December 15th. So today's question, what would my knight name be? And it's not Kenny Knight. If I were actually a knight, I would be Sir What? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. We're going to do the trash while you are calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, this morning, the trash is brought to you by Worldwide Stereo. This year, get a gift they'll remember. See Worldwide Stereo's awesome gift guide at worldwidestereo.com, or you can head to their stores in Montgomeryville and Ardmore. What's going on, Steve?
Well, Kylie Jenner catching a little blowback for showing off her decadent 20-foot Christmas tree in an Instagram post on Monday. Many commenters criticized her for adorning the tree with dead hobos.
Oh, jeez.
Kanye West apologizing after being caught talking in a theater on his phone while attending a performance of the Cher show. Kanye explains he had just dialed 1-900 North Pole and was waiting to talk to Santa.
Oh my God.
And finally, Polina Gretzky saying that her super hot Instagram pictures don't faze her father, NHL legend Wayne Gretzky. Polina says her dad has been cool with it ever since he replaced his Visine with battery acid. And that's your Hollywood track.
All righty. Thank you, Steve. We'll see if we can get an answer to today's lesson question. What would my knight name be? And I'll go to Mark, see if he knows the answer. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How
excellent.
You guys doing?
Great, man. So, Mark, what would my knight name be, please?
Sir Douchebag.
Yes. That is correct, Mark. Hang on a second. Nice choice in music, Casey. Sir Duke. Since he got
you
it right.
Are a douchebag.
We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Penn State face Ivy League foe, the Princeton Tigers, for the 6th annual Philadelphia College Hockey Face-Off at Wells Fargo Center. Saturday, December 15th at 7:30, and tickets start at $20 and WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Man, there was a time where this was like my favorite song.
Yeah.
This hit.
You cannot, you know, we talked about Little Richard earlier, but Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
Mother of God.
What a powerhouse talent, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's, or do we need to make wait for the hook?
Do we have to make?
They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people.
Yeah! All right, let's get to... Oh, wait.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Now, Preston and Steve's music view on...
Did you say what I thought you said?
WMMR.
Yeah! Yeah.
I said ball sack.
Yeah, me too! Ah, jinx! Yes! Oh, man. I thought he was a singer.
No, she was a dancer.
Jinx, oh, my God!
Stop, stop. You know what? Okay. Right. For 2018, that could have been one of my favorite moments of the year. This.
No, she was a dancer.
Jinx, oh, my God! Stop.
That's one of my favorite moments of the year, to be honest. All right, so... Music news is brought to you by Star Restaurants. That's when I had said,
yep.
Okay, Star Restaurants. Everybody is a star, and this holiday, treat them to their favorite dining experience. Purchase a gift card at any Star restaurant or visit them online at stargiftcards.com. Don't forget stars with two R's. Former Foo Fighters drummer William Goldsmith, who plays in the band Sunday Day Real Estate, posted a bizarre statement on Tuesday that seemed to suggest that Dave Grohl has effectively held back the release of an album by the latter band. Goldsmith wrote on Facebook, "Recently, by way of objective ears, I have been reminded of the fact that the greatest Sunday Day Real Estate record ever made remains silenced, abandoned, and buried within the murkiest depths of Dave Grohl's sock drawer."
What the f*** happened?
In his post, Goldsmith shared 5 minutes worth of instrumentals that he alluded are from the abandoned album. He wrote, "It honestly feels like someone has taken a part of me as a human being and locked it in a closet. The music hasn't just been taken away from me anymore. Now it's being taken away from my children." Now, let me give you a little background. Goldsmith, bless you.
Bless you.
Played with Foo Fighters from 1995 to 97. McGraw re-recorded all of his drum parts on 97's The Color and the Shape without telling him. A turn of events that Goldsmith has remained upset about ever since, which I can understand. Meanwhile, Sunny Day bassist Nate Mendel joined the Foo Fighters at the same time as Goldsmith, but remained in the lineup, becoming its longest-serving member after Grohl himself. Now, when Mendel was reached out for comment, he told... Or he said that there is no truth to this story. He said he later issued a clarification saying, to clarify, there are many ingredients that resulted in the abandonment of LP5, ingredients that I had to put together myself and find out later on. The reference to Dave's sock drawer meant the Grohl-owned Studio 606, which was where it was essentially left. So Dave had nothing to do with it.
Ah.
He was just using that as a place of reference.
Although, that's not fair.
Although Sunny Day Real Estate reunited in 2009 to tour and do some recording, nothing came out of those sessions except a song called Lipton Witch, which was released as a 7-inch single in 2014. Both Mendel and Sunny Day frontman Jeremy Enig confirmed in separate interviews that the recording sessions were largely a bust. Loud Crazy Love, a documentary about the life of Korn guitarist Brian Head Welch, is going to premiere Friday the 14th on Showtime. A new trailer for the movie, which was directed by first-time feature filmmakers Trey Hill and Scott Mayo, have surfaced online as well. Featuring exclusive access on tour and at home, as well as in-depth interviews with Welch, his family, and bandmates, Loud Crazy Love subverts the standard sex, drugs, and rock and roll narrative to explore Welch's identity as a father and the complicated relationship that he shares with his daughter, Jenna. Welch quit Korn, which he co-founded in 2005, to become a born-again Christian, kick a dangerous addiction to crystal meth, and be a better father for his then 7-year-old daughter. He said that the day Janae was born was like the most euphoric, miraculous, unconditional love, but I think deep down inside of me, I knew I was incapable of being what she needed and deserved. I think, did we have Brian by one
time? We did, yeah.
Yeah. Production of the film covered 4 years and includes 2 decades worth of never-before-seen material from Welch, his family, and Korn. He rejoined the band in 2013 and has played in its last 2 studio albums with the group, currently at work on its 13th studio album.
He's out actually doing press for this, and I wasn't sure if that would be something you would want to talk to him about. It would have to be on the phone, but...
Nah. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Nah.
Concept art has surfaced from a proposed remake of The Blob.
Oh!
That is going to be directed by Rob Zombie. The rocker and filmmaker first got involved in the project in 2009, around the time he was making Halloween 2, but the film was eventually abandoned, even though he began doing pre-production for it. Now, an artist named Alex Horley has shared early concept art for the project online. Zombie said at the time that he did not want to feature the traditional title monster, growing orb, a blob of alien goo that absorbs every living thing it touches, and the art seems to reflect that, containing instead what appears to be mutated human zombies.
So you don't want to have the blob in a movie called The Blob?
No, I guess not.
Because
in the artwork,
they remade The Blob, and they did it with Kevin Dillon, and it was actually very good. I thought they did a good job with it.
You know what? The original was on TV last week, and I just happened to be flipping through channels, and I came in right at the moment that they're running out of the theater, which is in Phoenixville. It's the
Colonial.
The Colonial Theater. And I watched it from there to the end. And what I never noticed in that sequence, that when they're running out of the theater, there's a woman that just gets clocked.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I felt really so bad for this woman, because I think they were just town residents.
They told them. Yeah.
And, Nick, if you pull that up, there's a woman who just absolutely gets smashed, man. I mean, this guy, he's just trying to run in this direction. She kind of trips, and he slams into her. And I felt terrible watching it.
There's also about 3 or 4 people who are just laughing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're laughing as they're running out. No question. There's a few, because they're like, oh, look at us.
We're in a movie.
We're making a movie. All right, so we're watching the video footage. Now, they show it for a while here, but hang on a second. I want you guys to see it, because they do several different angles, and it's when they're a little further away. Hold on just a minute. Okay, here it comes. Hang on. Bam!
Boom! Ow! She smashes her head on the pavement.
Like a judo flip.
I had never noticed that before, but she just absolutely gets boom.
Oh, geez.
Takes her down. She hits her head on the pavement. So Anyhow, but yeah, right in our area. Do they still do Blobfest?
Oh, yeah, every year, every summer.
I would love to participate.
I need to go to that. Do they let people run out?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. Like, everybody runs out of the theater, and hopefully nobody gets clobbered.
I loved it. Zombie later explained why the project was never produced, saying that I was dealing with people on the movie, but just as I was down the road further with the producers and the guys that own the property, I didn't feel good about the situation. I just walked away from it. My gut told me that this was not a good place to be. He is currently in post-production on his next movie, Three from Hell, a sequel to his 2007 film, The Devil's Rejects, and he's expected to release the film in 2019 along with a new an already completed studio album.
One of the big disappointments with Rob Zombie is that Broad Street Bullies movie that he was really high on, and nothing ever came of it.
Came by to promote it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was too bad. We were really excited about that story being told. So maybe somebody else will eventually get to it. There you go. That's what I have in the music news for you. We have a couple of slots available for the Christmas Miracle broadcast. Before you call, do you know the show well? You've been listening for a number of years. You know all these little bits of minutiae about our personal lives and the things that we've done on the air, you might qualify to win. All right, so I want to take four callers at 215-263-WMMR who are at least 21 years of age and available Thursday, December 20th to come to Parks Casino in the new Excite Center where we're going to be doing this for the first time. Sit in the audience. We might draw your name while you're there and you end up on Contestants Row, and who knows, you might win a big prize. Some of the biggest prizes of the year, we give away the Christmas Miracle.
Yeah.
So let's have you call in, 215-263-WMMR. We'll take four calls. Keep in mind that only you will be qualified to be on Contestants Row, but anybody can wear a Miller Lite ugly sweater. Put on an ugly sweater, you might end up winning a prize for Miller Lite. So everybody qualifies for that. Well, prize bags and all kinds of good stuff on that particular morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a second to get ready to wrap things up. Letter of the day, word of the week, that's up too.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live. When you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app. Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
No, I'm scared. This thing was on automatic, and if I try to hit the button to start the music bed that follows after the song, sometimes it goes ahead of time, and then it jumps to the next element. It's the way this thing works. Man, I had this all dramatic back cell and everything ready to go for that, too.
You want me to take it back in time?
93.3 WMMR. Weezer. Thank you. That helps. Weezer, Don't Knock the Hustle on 93.3 WMMR. Very funky sounding song for that band. Very different. And they are going to be in town next week to play. They're going to be playing at the Met. And is that a week from today?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Very cool. I'm interested to go to the venue. Saw them getting some pictures from the inside and video from the inside. John Legend played there last night.
It was last night, I believe.
And looks pretty cool.
Do you know anyone who's gone? Because it opened with Dylan. The pictures look phenomenal.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody about it yet. So interested to see that venue for myself. So Weezer will be there. Some thank yous, I guess, are in order for today. Thank you to our friends at Fox Good Day for having us on the program. Thank you also to South Bowl for being here. They're at 19 East Oregon Avenue in South Philadelphia. And Marissa will be there tomorrow night from 7 to 9. It's a Philly Bud Light tour, and they'll have Bud Light specials, I believe, $3. And there are some autographed items from the Eagles and also some Eagles tickets that you can win. So tomorrow night, 7 to 9, stop by. See Marissa. Your chance to win. So should be good stuff. We didn't have Adam Goldberg on today. Some people were asking about that. We'll see if we can make that happen a little bit later. But it was like a last minute. Yeah, he can call you guys. And it was like, maybe he can't. So,
well, listen, he's working on that new show, which is Schooled, which is the sequel, basically, to the Goldbergs, a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got two shows that he's working on.
And tonight is the episode that features Pulsar, the robot, which we had a very big hand in making that happen. One of the characters, might be Barry, goes to Pulsations, and Pulsar's there. And in fact, there was a write-up in the Delaware County Times about the fact that we helped him get the robot. We put him in the right direction, and he was able to get the actual robot out there for filming of this episode, which is that's pretty cool. I was happy about that.
Yes, so, yeah.
That is on tonight. What time is that on at 8?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on ABC?
ABC.
What's that, Pierre?
Pulse Station's still there. It's not there.
No.
It's been gone for decades.
We at MMR had our 16th birthday party there.
Wow.
And DiBella came out of the spaceship.
Oh, no way.
The spaceship landed and John got out of it and introduced the rest of the air staff. But that's our 16th cool. birthday party was there.
Nice.
So
nice.
Trivia.
Well, they'll be featuring it in a way. They recreated it as best they can, and that'll be on tonight on the Goldbergs. You doing good, man?
Yes, except for the fact that I just poured cream into my Yanni.
Oh, no.
And it curdled.
You got the curlies.
The floaties. Oh, I call them floaties. What do you call them? Curlies?
The curlies, the floaties. It's just disgusting.
It's discouraging. But what we find is today is the 5th of December, and Mercury goes direct today. So things are getting better.
You want us to set up a GoFundMe for you or
we
something?
We can. Johnny Bobbitt can hook us up. Okay.
No.
I'll tell you this. Does that mean it's bad or is it just simply can you ingest the floaties? Because one really knows what it's made of, that milk-like substance.
That doesn't need to be refrigerated.
That doesn't need to be refrigerated.
See, look, it's curdled, though.
But do you need to? I mean, it's edible, yes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
It might.
So that way... It'll make you stronger if it doesn't kill you, but it's grotesque to look at. And as a coffee snob, it makes me something short of a peaceful homicidal maniac. Other than that,
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. I can fix prayers. It. Yep. Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers. Oh. You want to do our letter?
I do.
All right, here we go.
Kristen and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
E as in eternal.
All righty. We have a 20-mile stock car driving experience, and you can drive a 600-horsepower stock car on NASCAR's famous 2.5-mile super speedway at Pocono Raceway, and you will suit up in an official race suit and get behind the wheel of a 160-mile-per-hour NASCAR-style stock car. And when you start the engine, you'll know that this is an experience of a lifetime. And we only have two more letters to go before we give that away on Friday, so get yourself prepared for that. What is happening today, man?
By the way, congratulations yesterday on the amazing totals for Camp Out. Just a stunning amount of food and money, and staggering. And then Jackson and I were talking about it yesterday, and there's this rivalry between the Porsche Club and the Jeep Club.
Yep.
Friendly rivalry, yeah. But a rivalry nonetheless with a slight edge to it. Just a touch of an edge. Because Brent Porsche once rode with the Porsche Club, even though he drives a Jeep. And I mentioned that to Jackson, who said, he's dead to me. And so that was a couple of years ago. But so the Porsche Club, I think, came in second, which means they get me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Jackson. Well, that's fine. But what, do they have a clubhouse?
Yeah,
there's no place. They don't have a place that I can go to broadcast.
Well, I tell you what they'll probably end up doing. This is just a guess. Is they'll have a car show somewhere, and you broadcast from
that's
it.
That's a good idea.
And maybe they turn it into another charity event. You never know. Might
that'd
have
be
people
great.
Come by and see
that's
the cars and pay a donation or something like that. But
that's why you're the dad.
they're not a business per se, but of course they would still like people to join their organization if they own Porsches, and maybe it'll continue to get the word out there. But boy, did they bring it home, and they do more than just fill up the front end of the cars. They collect and have a big delivery. So, but that's amongst all those car owners pitched in and it made it happen, man.
It's amazing. Yeah. Good stuff.
Lots of fun.
On the program today, we will have a workforce block of Aerosmith. We'll have the record company. We'll get into a block of Muse. And we will also have another $50 gift certificate to the Star Restaurants and tickets for Weezer opening night with MMR. Monday was the opening with Dylan, which I heard went quite well. And next Wednesday, we'll broadcast all day from the Met, and Weezer will play there that night. So we're calling it opening night with MMR at the Met. And I'll have a pair of Weezer tickets.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Pierre. And let me thank our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also, Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Plus, Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tomorrow on our program, we'll have comedian Tom Cotter in our studio. So we'll spend some time with him, and I'm sure we got loads of things we have to give away, including Christmas Miracle broadcast tickets, and more. That is it. We're done. Rage on and have a great day. We'll do this thing again tomorrow. See you, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Here to defend New Jersey. What about the f***ing Atlantic Ocean that we have in front of us? Take a look at that damn skyline. We got pretty blue water.
Next message.
No one likes us. No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. We're from Philly. Philly. No one likes us. We don't care.
Next message.
You want a skyline? Well, me and all my buddies are going to stand over there tonight with our pants down so you can see our asses, you Kathy, I love you, honey.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.